Blog Talk Radio.
It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. We air it out. Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's air it out radio. Banging out your stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to expect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Air it out radio. Air it out callers. Air it out, listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air it out, radio.net, get in tune. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Air it out, radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, that chick fire. What's going on, everybody? All my Air It Outers, it's another Monday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You on 10 to 1, airitoutradio.net. Hit us up, 347-677-1163. If you want to send me some drops, some music or whatever, make sure you send us to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Don't forget the ITS, and make sure it's MP3, your name. And no links, we don't do that. All right? Shout out to all my Air It Outers. Listen, I'm going to run through a couple names really, really quick, and I'm just going to keep it going. Shetty King, Cashmere EQ, Pico Lee, B-Boy Bubby, Ace Fifth Die, Michael Neely, who else is on the line? Let me see. Machete King, did I say him? E-Burners, Trigger, shout out to him, and Jit. Make sure y'all check out Grind Hard Radio. He'll be on more. She'll be on, so I'll tell y'all a little bit more about that. Shout out to LaShawn Comer for this beat right here. You know, I'm trying to, like, get in different people's beats. Shout out to Tamor Beats as well for holding me down in, you know, in the past with all these beats and stuff like that. If y'all want to send me some beats, too, y'all can send me some beats to isairitoutradio@gmail.com as well. Listen, I'm going to get into a couple things really quick, and then I'm going to off it. Okay. Shout out to EQ for Change the Beat. All right, I'm going to be in a role, and I'm really excited. I'm going to be in the movie as Mrs. Smith, okay, program director. Forgive me if I'm wrong, EQ, fact me later if I'm saying it wrong. All right, he's going to be shooting August the 13th at Lemon Hill on 33rd and Girard. All right, so he'll be on later to tell you some more details about that. Shout out to Cashmere Burners, Black Cancer, Rome, Machete King, who's also in the movie as well. Y'all can hit him up 267-265-1910 if y'all want to get some more info from him. And he'll give you the Gmail and all that stuff as well. Shout out to Jay Love, who did a thing at the Peace in the Park Saturday. His performances, food, all that stuff. It was cool. It was real peaceful. Nonfiction, Blood Money, all of them who supported the whole occasion and whatnot. So, you know, it was really good. Y'all should have been there. Let me see what else. What else I got to tell y'all? Oh, Backcase 2.0. I'm the host over there as well. Listen, y'all gotta send me some stuff, man. Send me some stuff. I've been grabbing some stuff from the Air It Out, you know, catalog and whatnot. And send me some stuff over, right? Batcaveradio2.0@gmail.com. All right, batcaveradio2.0@gmail.com. Make sure it's edited and it's only hip hop, okay? No R&B, no none of that, all right? So, let me see. Shout out to Luck, who's going to be a guest on Wednesday as well. I'm really excited. I think this is her first time in Philadelphia, so that's the first exclusive. Really excited about that. And let me see. What else I want to address? Da-da-da-da. I know all the drama that's been going on with the other shows and the whole backstage situation, but listen, I know a couple of y'all want to voice y'all opinion tonight. I really want to just leave it alone, okay? You know what I mean? Let's just get it. Whatever it is what it is, no matter who's talking, no matter who says what after the fact. You know what I mean? I haven't said anything now publicly. I'm not going to say nothing, you know, to this point right now. So just leave it alone. We good, no matter what's said. Y'all know what we here to do. We here to make music. We need to get y'all out there. Put as much energy as y'all are into that as you into, you know, the promotion. I need the Batcave 2.0 promoted like crazy. Like, that's going to make motherfuckers heated. So at the end of the day, let's do that. Okay, let's get our promo on and promote the show and make it what it is. I don't know how long the show is going to last. So, you know, in order for it to stick around, that's what we need to do. Promote it, make a motherfucking mad, and get it all over the place. All right, that's the end of that. I don't want to talk nothing else about it. I don't need no songs. I don't need the videos out. I don't need vlogs, none of that. We good. I know y'all supporting me hands down. I'm going to do what I got to do. And, you know, I don't want to put too much energy into that because it's just, you know, I've been through the radio host crap before, and it just takes me off my game. And my focus is to put y'all on the map, and I don't want to waste too much time talking about BS and all that. So you're not going to hear me respond too much about it, regardless of whatever is said. So let them talk. We cool. Focus on Air It Out, Batcave 2.0, and promoting that and getting y'all music out. That's what I want y'all to do. So at the end of the day, that's what it is. Shout out to Curtis Blow. He's supposed to be our guest tonight. I'm really excited. I know he's old school, but listen, I like old school. I'm in my old school bag, and they paid the way for us. So some people don't like the fact that the old school is on here, whatever the case is. But I'm going to have some, you know, up-and-coming people as well up there, and y'all polished. So at the end of the day, that's what I want. Like, I like old and new comedians, promoters. That's what we do here. We are everybody. We don't have, like, a specific gender or criteria that we, you know, deal with. So, without further ado, I'm going to hit the lines up. Like I said, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit us up, 347-677-1163. And we're going to go from there. When I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, you know I'm talking to you. Make sure you speak up loud and clear. Make sure you're pressing 1, people. For the newbies that's tuning in, make sure you press 1. If you're clicking over and all that stuff, you tend to drop. I do have y'all in a row listed from the 1 to 7 that are callers that I got so far. But if you keep dropping and all that stuff, like, I don't have no control over that, but I'll try to keep you in tune. But at the end of the day, try not to text and all that stuff if you can help it. All right, we're going to keep it short and sweet. Tonight's topic is, why do you think record labels are not signing artists like they used to? Keep it short and brief, y'all, so we can move on, so everybody can get up out of here. I know y'all got stuff to do. Some people got to go to work, da-da-da-da. Short and sweet. We're going to keep it moving and get your song played and get up out of here so we can move on to the next person. Let's try to be respectful. Me and EQ talked a long time last Monday, but we're going to try to keep it real short, and that goes for everybody else that's on the line, so only y'all can do that, okay? Just me, fire. I'm so twitching. Anyway, go ahead, the lines up. 3143, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Hey, what's up, fire?
What's Cash. Up? Who this? Cashmere.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, man?
Good.
What's up? What's up with you?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, you know. I'm chilling right now, but, yo, the meeting
the topic?
Brief, right.
Yeah.
No, hold on, wait.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I want to cut you off. I forgot all about the meet and greet.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you don't even say that about the meet and greet. Oh,
I know.
Yeah. You tricked. But that joint was fire. Like, I definitely, got some collab, you know, from that. Machete King, I'm going to do some, like, two tracks with him. I mean, like, this week and next week. You know what I mean? So, it was definitely positive energy in that place. I mean, all positive. You know, got a couple interviews out the way. Everybody was sitting all night. You know, so that it was definitely a good look.
Yeah. Y'all got four interviews that night. Four interviews. A lot of y'all got four interviews that night. It's crazy.
I only got two. Damn, who else was four?
Yeah, well, you got... It was four cameras rolling. It was four cameras rolling. So.
I got two of them jobs. I got the spit. So it was fair. You know, I finally met you and all that. So, so good.
Okay. That's what's up. So, tonight the topic is what do you think about the record labels? I mean, why do you think the record labels are not signing anybody right now? Short and sweet. Short and sweet.
I guess nobody's selling like that, actually. You know, they definitely want a star in their own city first for them to make, you know, the person a bigger star, you know, and everybody, a lot of people is not reaching that pinnacle or hasn't yet. So, you know, that's what I think it is, just like low record sales, and they just want to go with the most popular person so they can, you know, get the most out of it.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so. That's my short answer.
A lot of people think that they're, you know, pretty much trying to just sign the young kids. You think that's true?
No.
No? Okay.
No. No, I don't think so. I mean, if you can look young, you can get it. Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, I guess older people, I don't know, I say over 30, I think you still can get signed, you know? You just got to appeal to that crowd. You know,
right.
A little bit more for the majors to even look at you, you know, so, you know, it's possible.
True. Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, what else you got going on music-wise?
Oh, man, just the collabs right now. And I bet you saw the the little video I put up on your wall.
I did.
Like, I just like doing that funny stuff a little, so I mean, people definitely. And I'm going to kind of use that as my, I like the, you know, the video mixtape for YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just doing a little different, like I said, in the interview last Tuesday. And I'm going to have a couple features, too, you know, in these videos. So I'm putting everything together. So I'm getting a lot of views on them, John. So that's definitely a good look, people who retweeted it or people who, you know, reposting it, that's what's up. I mean, I definitely got y'all back on that. And, you know, I'm just pushing these, you know, just making a way for this this original album I'm going to put out, like, close to, like, October. And so I'm definitely excited about that. I'm more excited about Blackin', you know, I need that. So
okay.
I'm currently writing a couple of y'all's now for Machete King, so I'm definitely get that shit done, like, tonight, you know.
Okay.
So that's about what I'm doing right now, though.
I'm excited. I like when y'all do the class. That's what's up.
And shout out to Black Cancer, too, because I'm going to have a conscious joint for him, too.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, that's what's up.
Down to work, that's all.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
What's on?
Oh, give him your info. Right?
Yeah. It's my URLs at, myurls.com/Casmair, CASSMEIR, you know, all my Twitter and Facebook up there and all that. So, you know, just chat me, let me through hair, if you want to, you know, collab, let me know. Oh, and EQ, to EQ, man, go to EQ, I'm looking for that email. Like,
You're dead. Early in the game.
I know, right? Like, I'm dead before I get the dancing. Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, I'm waiting on that job, y'all. Yeah, I mean, so, other than that, you know, I'm going to play that walk alone.
I'm all three.
No.
All right. So,
yeah.
What are we getting into tonight?
I walk alone. Let's do that one. That's like one of my favorite joints.
All right, go ahead and introduce it, babe.
All right, it's me, Jasmine. This is I Walk Alone. I have joints for y'all.
Was meant to walk on a simple path, but why they teaching it as if it is a simple task? Although I wish that it was easier, like simple math. Get to where I wanna be, then I could just relax. But what is easy, I stick the bars on tap. Get way up in my zone, then I fucking black. The stress involves leads to a shot and a heart attack. I just skip that, get rich, stay black. Business mind, I'm already there. Separate the profit from expenses, I'm already there. Silly niggas spend all the profit, never make it back. This is why I'm solo, man. Niggas finna hold you back. But I'm never tripping, I just got my goal. You'll never be a winner, that's what I'm told. Never verbally, body language, I know. But I got something coming for these fucking assholes. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. But in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, this is my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment and what a European glow. Cut from my different cloth, yes, I know. Cause there's something so amazing that's about my flow. Yes, I'm staying on it, my verses in like hornets. I never get the credit from these haters, I don't want it. Nah, confidence is limitless. Had to switch the flow a bit. Born to entertain, you should feed on my influence. Yes, I go and get it. I'm talking till I live it. Feeble-minded rappers not expecting you to get it. Something about my style make these women wanna hit it. Now rich and constipated, but a nigga still shitting. Get to know me, I am plenty nice. In love with the game, throw minute right. Had firm believers, went AWOL. Reached out twice, no response at all. It's cool, low, grain of salt. But don't reach though, catch a verbal assault. The known rapper, Casimir the Dapper. King to bear greatness, let's do the math after. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. But in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, it's my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment and what a European glow. Cut from my different cloth, yes, I know. Cause there's something so amazing that's about my flow. Real, recognize real. Tell me what you see when you looking in the mirror. Avoiding what's real is the kind of part of fear. Once you overcome, it will make it all clear. Don't let a soul hold you back. Step out on your own with a vicious attack. Calculated steps, make them all count. And you'll get with the go and paper and large amount. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. And in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, this is my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment and what a European glow. From my different cloth, yes, I know. Cause there's nothing so amazing that's about my flow.
Certified stars, you are now tuning in with Air It Out Radio with that chick fire, baby.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Also, if you want to send me some drops, send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Shout out to Tommy Brown. I think he's some, and also Harmony, man. I I'm so sorry, baby. I got you on the Batcave 2.0. Like I said last week, a couple other people didn't get played, so I'm throwing y'all tracks over there, like, to try to make up for it, because I don't want nobody mad at me. But anyway, go ahead, the lines up a little bit more. Please be patient, everybody. I'm going to definitely get to you, even if I don't get to your song this week. I'm going to try to throw you over there to Batcave 2.0. All right? So, you know, I don't want nobody upset, so poke your lip back in. All right? I'm going to hit the lines up. 3017, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
What's up, Fire? It's LaShawn Creek.
Hey, LaShawn, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, you like the meet and greet? Was it cool?
Yeah, I like the meet and greet. And we got to meet a lot of different people. Amanda Dupree, funny guy right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool peoples right there.
Shout out to Dupree, my assistant. Yeah.
Shout out to Cashmere, Neil Peter was there, HU Philly, the whole half notch that was there, Reese Raw, Danger, Dame Dollars, Duns, oh man, Mears, Shady King, everybody that was there.
Yeah, it was a lot of heads there. Die was there, so my artist J Love. But so I'm glad you enjoyed it. But tonight's topic is, why do you think record labels are not signing artists like they used to? Short and sweet.
All right, short and sweet is lacking originality. That's what's going on right now. A lot of
mm-hmm.
people just trying to sound like other people. And I think that's the main problem right now.
Oh, okay. That's a good way of thinking that. Yep, you're right. I think that has a lot to do with it. Okay.
Definitely does.
Yeah, it do. It do. It really does. All right, so what's your info and all that good stuff so they can reach you?
Anybody want to reach me, if y'all looking for beats, production-wise, y'all can reach me at twitter.com/LaShawnCreed. That's LaShawnCreed. You can reach me on Reverb Nation, same thing, /LaShawnCreed. You can reach me on Facebook, /LaShawnCreed.
All right. You got shows coming up, anything?
Right now, I'm just working on a lot of different collabs that I'm doing right now. The shows will be coming in probably like about a month or so.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm excited to see the have-nots. The Philly has-nots, right? Philly has-nots.
They're getting it all together.
Yeah, there you go, All right. So what song are we getting into tonight?
You got all my songs, right, this time?
I hope so.
Oh,
but we're going to – I see a whole bunch here, so, you know, I downloaded them while you was right there with me, so, yeah.
Okay, did you – 2.02?
I couldn't hear you. It was breaking up.
I'm sorry. Did you get the songs for Batcave 2.0, too?
Yeah, I think they're over there. I think.
Okay.
I don't think all
sure
of them that's
too.
Over here is over there. Actually, they are, because I think he was going to edit some for me. But
I already edited everything. Sorry.
No, I had sent them. He took the wrong file, and he's going to edit some other stuff, too, that you sent over there. And he had him out. It's a long story. But anyway. all right, what song are we getting into tonight?
All right, you got Hip Hop Breaker?
Hip Hop what?
Breaker.
That I don't think I have.
Critics?
I got Critics. I got Young
Stunnin,
the one with Chrissy, Duncan. Duncan on them.
Okay, then Duncan on. There you go.
You want that?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and introduce it for me.
All right, this is LaShawn Creed about to play Ben Duncan on him. Let's get it.
I've been dunking on them niggas, 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 I've been dunking on them niggas. My half rim,
no,
they can't see the white. Your boy been looking
fly,
high as a guy. You can't touch a star, if that's your girl, bitch. But she be on her knees, she trying to make a wish. She trying to blow a kiss, I let her fuck her up. Because I kick her down, and then I fuck her up. She trying to jam, baby, I let her fuck her up. She want a certified star, not a sucking dude. If that's you, your little fucking cashew. Mr. 3D, the one she get her ass to. Baby girl, so she need lots of hoes. And when I come down, I walk, I'm knocking down falls. She wanna play with
balls,
I bring her to my call. Because it's fashion faded, to me it's like a soul. My name is Don David, and I will shine. And best believe that a nigga's hanging on his.
We still don't see it. We here now. Let's get it. E-Burners, Team Heat. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio. It's that Chick Fire. Make sure to check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. I'm going to keep the lines going. We got Caters Blue on tonight. All right, so please be patient. He is going to be on about 11, so I'm trying to get as much on as I can in there. So y'all might want to speed it up so y'all can get in and get out if that's the case. All right, so let me see. Here we go. 6016. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's good, Fire?
How are you? Who's this?
It's Sheba.
Sheba, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing,
like, I'm good. I'm good. We got a newbie. We got a newbie on the line.
How's the newbie doing?
Yeah, right? What's going on? Where you from? Where you from?
From CMD, Camden, Jersey.
Camden. Okay. All right, that's what's up. So I'm going to ask you the topic tonight. Tonight the topic is, why do you think record labels are not signing artists like they used to?
I just feel like they just haven't given the right people the right chances yet, and that they might be looking for the wrong thing right now.
Yeah. I think they're kind of confused about what they're trying to, you know.
They just think it's certain things that's the it factor, and so they want to get, you know, mimics or, you know, the next thing they think is going to make them sell, but they might not be looking for the right thing. They get some real, they got a lot of good, great artists in the game, but we need to give some more people without just, you know, the impact of the
right.
Rhyming thing. They're doing nursery rhyming, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So what you got going on music-wise?
Working on my second mixtape called Time Set and Delivered. Still spending the first one, that other shit. You can get that from me, you know, any one of my accounts. And, you want me to get the information?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can hit me on Facebook at John Tay Star, or you can follow me on Twitter. Find me on YouTube at Diva Sheba. That's DivaCheeDahu. You can get the mixtape straight through my one of my accounts.
Okay. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter when you get off the phone if you can, and so I can retweet you and stuff. All right?
Yeah,
if you can do that. All right, so what song are we getting into tonight?
You got Sheba Loca?
I got Hard Like a Rock. Is that one?
You can still are like a rock. You don't have Sheba Loca up there, though?
You know what? Because it's saying that it's only 37 seconds. I don't know why. Something is wrong with that song when it downloaded. I'm looking at it now. That's why I said Sheba Loca like a rock. So, I apologize. Yeah, I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, I know it's longer than that. So, for some reason, something must have went wrong. But I have the Hard Like a Rock. If you want to play that one,
it's just for Hard Like a Rock.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and introduce it. I got you on Backhaze 2.0. I'm going to throw a song over there for you. Get that right.
Okay. Thank you.
So go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
The song is called Hard Like a Rock. It just explains how a girl can go a little harder than you think she can because she's cute. Jersey saying that.
Jersey.
Crack. Rock chick, tough like metal. Move out the way, she's stepping on that pedal. Pull these bitches' strings, move them out like Geppetto. Bad bunny waves and some 6-inch stilettos. Hard like a rock chick, tough like metal. Move out the way, she's stepping on that pedal. Pull these bitches' strings, move them out like Geppetto. Bad bunny waves and some 6-inch stilettos. I go hard like a motherfucking penis. I stick out, you see this? Gradually ain't it? Gotta make it drop if I want it to be painless. Pussy, cleanest, leave you brainless. Hard as a rock, cause I grew up in the gutter. Bare refrigerator, bread, butter. I'm hard like a dude in this motherfucker. Cause I ain't getting swallowed up like supper. I got a couple reasons why I'm so hard I cannot lie. Wanna get me, come and try. Fucking with me, gonna die. I'ma feed you apple pie, Alamo, ate it right. 20 seconds to your life, ending I'ma be alright. Ether with the deadly flow, problems you already know. Trust me, I'ma make it so. No more stressing, gotta go. This is why I gotta go. Harder than a lot of those. Been beating them Prada hoes, but this ain't about a hoe. This is how I get to dough. Rolling with me, yes or no. Harder than the afro, harder than that last. Take these two bills, I'm ready, then I'ma pass go. Too many questions, why you gotta ask though? 5'7", red bone, no more stressing, headstrong. Harder than the niggas bone, harder than Teflon. One chick be like 20 strong, plus she got it going on. Bad bitch, word is gone, hard like when a nigga on. Hard like a rock chick, tough like metal. Move out the way, she was stepping on that pedal. Pull these bitches strings, move them out like Geppetto. Bad bunny waves and some 6-inch stilettos. Hard like a rock, chick, tough like metal. Move out the way, she was stepping on that pedal. Pull these bitches' strings, move them out like Geppetto. Bad bunny waves and some 6-inch stilettos.
Rocky Balboa, shut these fucking hoes up. Hoes that won't close up, a chick that won't fold up. Strong like Folgers, underneath your noses. 6-inch poses, with pedicure soles. Strong like a soldier, smelling like roses. Chicks wanna be like me when they get older. My attitude colder, I tried to fuck your soldier. Stick you like a holder, old head bitches grow up.
Hard like a rock, chick tough like metal. Move out the way, she was stepping on that pedal. Pull these bitches strings, move them out like Geppetto. Bad bunny waves and some 6-inch stilettos.
Hard like a rock, chick tough like metal.
Move out the way, she was stepping on that pedal. Pull these bitches strings, move them out like Geppetto. Bad bunny waves and some 6-inch stilettos.
Go hard on your fake ass bitches, cause all y'all do is try to get at me. But come get at me, bitches. Get on my fucking level.
Yeah, this your boy Ruggy. You're listening to my homie, my Ace Boom Coon. Fire! Woo! Let's get it!
AirDot Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. If y'all want to send me some drops, send them to itsairdotradio@gmail.com. Shout out to Sheba, LaShawn Creed, and Cashmere. that was on the line. I got a lot of air that are still on there. Please be patient. I'm coming to you. I'm going to get to you. So just chill out. We got Curtis Blow on the come up. So definitely y'all want to tune in and see what's going on with him. I know he's a changed man. He's in the life now. So y'all find out more details in a few. Hit the lines up. Let's see what's going on. 1910 Air Dot Radio. What's good?
It's your boy EQ, LL Styles Cartel 215 and all that. I salute you. What's good, girl?
Hey, EQ. Okay, so I know you got a lot to say about this topic, but keep it short and sweet. Why do you think you look? I gotta like.
Gotta control my conversation, huh?
Yeah, we
it's
gotta control.
It's the dog's fault. It's her fault. I'm gonna really say that.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to maintain it. So why do you think that the record labels are only just signing? You know, like why are they not signing anyone like they used to?
Knowledge for the day. True fact. Bottom line is, internet killed major labels a long time ago. And at this point in time, there's no need to sign artists if everybody's bootlegging the music or they can get it for free offline. So therefore, that's why they installed the 360 deal. The purpose of the 360 deal is to recoup monies that they can't normally get from record sales. So at this time, they're not signing nobody for real, unless you already got a major buzz going on and they can capitalize off the funds that you already got coming in. Right now is this perfect time for independent labels to step their game up, get on top of their business, and learn the game from the inside out. And the only thing that you really need is manufacturing of your CD. So basically finding the proper usage of getting your CD out there and open in the marketplace. Even distribution deals right now are all digital. So it's just how you market your game and finding the right people that do promotion online and everything. Right now, getting signed is not the key.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what you got going on here besides the movie? But you can go ahead and, you know, promote that too. Hello? EQ, you there? Okay. He must have dropped. All right, let me see if I see him. Yeah, he dropped. Anyway, darn, I really want to go back to you, but I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to promote his movie one more time for him. He got the Change the Beat. He got a lot of people in there from Air It Out Radio, Cashmere E-Burners, Black Cancer, Rome, Shetty King. They in there, so I think he's going to start shooting August the 13th at Lemon Hill Playground, 33rd. And Gerard. So anybody interested in that, please hit him up on his Jack 267-265-1910, right? He still has some opening slots. I know some people for freestyle or something like that. He's back on the line. Let's get to that. E there?
Hello?
All right. Yeah, I don't know what happened. But,
I don't know what happened. Yeah. But anyway, I already answered that. Bottom line, get on your grind. It's the best time for independent artists. The only way you're going to do it right now and make it, you got to just go to work, man. You go to work, you can make it happen. Don't get signed. Don't worry about getting signed. Those days is over. Trust me.
Okay. All right. So what's up with your mixtape, album, whatever?
All right. Definitely the album. Our new album, Captain Ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I just want y'all to go to the site. I don't even want you to play no music tonight. Just go to the site. You can hear the whole album. Check out the sound and go check out how I set up the website. Where people can come buy the music, and then you'll learn something from my website and incorporate into your own thing. What I'm saying is you can sell your music straight from your website and get all the money. Go to the website, check it out, check out how I did the layout, the whole nine, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's really all about you, man. Everything else, worrying about a label coming to get you, all that. It's people making $200,000 on their own, got their own fan base doing their own thing, and you can do it. It's just all about the grind. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So, check out the website, illadelstyles.com, / Captain Ghetto, and check out definitely check out the album. And I just want to say, last week was love. Tuesday, everybody ain't bring the energy like I wanted to hear it. Telling you right now, I had so much fun with all the Air It Outers last Tuesday. I can't even name them all right now because so many people was in the building. Everybody showed love last week. It wasn't no egos. Nobody on their own little grind. Everybody showed love coming in, and I loved it. Even though the water was all over the floor, people were rhyming water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They tore up, they tore
they
up the
still,
they
was
the chicken.
Still rocking it out, they didn't care.
Yeah, they tore up the chicken, you know what I'm saying? I bought me some a Danny Wax chicken, and they ate it all. They killed it. They killed it.
I didn't even get one of them. That's the
yo, they killed that chicken, yo. That was, it was crazy. I loved it.
They was acting
beautiful.
Scared to eat the food. That's okay. And then they, like, they was acting all shy, rather. Not scared, but, like, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat a whole bunch. And then after a while, you turn your head, the chicken was all fucking going.
Yo, everything, yo. The whole jar was going. It was funny. I loved it. Yo, I love y'all, man. And everybody that got in the movie, don't think if you didn't get in the movie or you didn't get, don't think you can't get a slot. I mean, I'm putting people in as we need them for the extras and different things like that. So I definitely want to give you some fame and fortune in the movie. The movie's called Change the Beat. I'm sure Fire talked about it 1,000 times. She's in it. A lot of other Aired Outers is in it. And if you didn't get a script or, I mean, well, not just a script. If you didn't get a notice saying that you're in the movie or whatever the case may be, don't worry about it. Send your email and send your number, man. That's one thing I got to stress. Please send your cell phone number because I need to program it in my phone so when I can give you a call at the last minute or whatever I need to do, I can do that and get you on board with the project. So please send an email and your number, man. I really need that, for real. And, we are shooting this Saturday, but I stress very heavily. All the scenes I will not be introducing online for the simple fact that if I got too many people, what's going to happen is the cops going to come out and try to shut it down, and we ain't going through all that. So basically, certain scenes, I'm asking you, like the club scenes, I want you all to come out, enjoy yourself, get on camera, whatever. Mm-hmm. But certain scenes, I won't be calling everybody for the simple fact we don't want the attention like that. We're just trying to do a movie, get it in, you know what I'm saying, without the drama of the cops. Mm-hmm. So definitely... stay tuned, man. Every week, Fire going to be telling you some new information, what we're doing, everything. It's all love, man. I love y'all once again, man. Keep supporting me. I keep supporting y'all. And trust me, everything's going to be beautiful. Philly going to be on the map. Yo, thanks to Fire, Batcave 2.0, you know, Illadel Styles, Cartel 215, and all of y'all, man. I love y'all, man.
There it is. I.E.Q. Thank you, babe.
All right.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick five. We're going to keep it moving. Shout out to EQ. He's just getting his, he wanted to get his promo on. I appreciate that because he knows the lines are crazy and we're going to get the Curtis Blow pretty soon coming up. So, who are we going to? 4986. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
I know. It's all the fire.
What's going on, babe? Who's this?
It's the Shuddy King in the building. Have not got the mic check on 4985.
Ain't nothing. So I gotta ask you the topic. Why do you think that record labels are not signing anybody like they used to?
I think record labels ain't signing niggas like they used to because the only way you can get over on the motherfuckers is if they're really early in their career. And the record labels have always been keeping motherfuckers they keep people in debt. That's how they make their money.
Okay.
All they're doing is recouping their funds. All
right.
Yeah, basically, they also realize that in this day and age, they're pretty much under obstacles. Their whole purpose was to get the artist to the fans.
I could barely hear you. Where are you at?
I'm sorry. It's really you know better? Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Not too much, though.
Okay. I might be talking a little wrong on this shit. No, but what the basic, long story short, is they know that they're obsolete bases. And they used to be around to get the music from the artist to the listener. But with the internet, you know what it is today, you don't need them for that because the artist can directly contact and all fucking things. So. You don't really need to record label shit. And that's why they're not really signing them off of it, because, yeah, like you said, the niggas are smart, they know about it. They pretty much set everything up for themselves.
Right.
200,000. Flint Thug was platinum before he was, before he got a record deal.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's true.
So people pretty much shouldn't expect to, get no deal. They should just pretty much wrap it up.
No, I mean, look, you got to choose, redefine what it is to be in to have a record deal. And it's basically, instead of it being that label puts out money and you do all the work or they do all the work. Now you got to do all the work and look at the label as your financial back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this, but Cash Money, I mean, the shit was in Vibe and the Source a couple of years, like, damn near a decade ago. Them niggas got Universal to pay them $100 million to keep doing what the fuck they were doing. You know what I'm saying? They hit them with a crazy-ass distribution deal.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of artists really want. But you got to make sure that you got all your shit together.
That's
you
true.
Pay for working everything.
That's definitely true.
So
what's going on music-wise?
These days, right now, we're working on Reese Raw Bangers Project, Business Music. That's coming out September 11th. We're also working on Abstract Project, Wildfire. That's coming out on September 11th. And we're working on the Have Not compilation and just, like, collabs with the Air It Outers and just getting our asses on stage. That's pretty much everything that's popping off music here.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the Philly Have Nots. Definitely. Yes, I'm going to be playing a lot of that on Backhead 2.0. So
no, listen, you can always call us the Have Nots. We're just on paper as the Philly Have Nots because they're just motherfuckers knocking out with our name and shit. We're going to see them when we see them, and we're going to work out what we're going to work out. You know what I mean?
Okay. Cool.
But in the interest of everybody else on the line, I'm going to try to get the hell off the phone now so y'all can
seriously. All right, babe. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in.
Definitely. Shout out to everybody. All my have not been extra patient with me. I'm going to get everything mixed down by Sunday night. Shout out to Flyers. Shout out to all the Air It Outers, man. Yeah, last week, Air It Out, meet and greet, man. I can't wait to the next one. I hope the rest of y'all show up there, too. I'm going to definitely be on my way to some shows, too. Y'all going to see me in person real soon. Love is love, everybody.
Give them your info where they can reach you real quick.
Twitter.com/MacheteKing. MacheteKing. All one word. You can go find me there. Follow me there. All my links are on there.
Okay.
Everything is there.
All right, there it is. Machete King, baby.
No doubt. I guess the song. You can play with. Do you have the theme song to the radio show, Crowd Surfing with Machete King?
Which one is it?
Crowd Surfing with Machete King.
Cloud Surfing, let me see. I hope I do. I know I do because I've heard it in there before, so. You know, you between you and E Burners, I'll tell you.
It's gonna be a lot of shit coming from the camp. It's gonna be less stuff for me for a little while, and just more stuff from everybody else.
Okay, hold on, I'm still looking for it. Got a whole bunch of stuff in there, but so behind the scenes, Machete King is working on some things for Air It Out Radio. He also has the show coming up. Tell him about that really quick.
Okay, well, Fire's been gracious enough to grant me a one-hour slot on the on Air It Out Radio when we go 24 hours. So y'all going to have a whole hour of me talking about weed and playing music around, you know, revolving around weed. Not just around weed, but just elevating your mind and just trying to bring balance to it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do over here at Air It Out. You give everybody a voice. It's a beautiful thing. I love it.
You're so silly. And we were just talking about how Machete King got like 3 different voices.
Voices. I'm an emotional roller coaster. Just happy to be here. That's all.
That's right.
I'm definitely crazy. I'm a fucking mind.
Machete, you're gonna be mad at me, but I don't see it in here. No, it got to be it's under something else. I don't know what's going on with this player. Like,
we'll
I can't find shit.
Do you have I Work Hard?
I Work Hard. Hmm.
That's me featuring a couple other things. It might be under the Have Nots, but I doubt that. Because I haven't put anything.
Yeah, I haven't put anything under the Have Nots as far as I know. No, but I got that new Amy thing, the Amy Winehouse. I'm surprised you ain't playing that.
Oh, yeah. Play that Rehab remix, man. Shout out to Abstract and Lola C. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. Shout out to the big homie Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy song. It was Abstract's brainchild. He came up with the idea. he just took off from there, man. Legalize it, man. The song's called the Amy Winehouse. It's the Rehab remix to the remix.
All right, there it is.
Abstract the Machete King. Have nothing to do.
Damn it.
Is no longer what I used to eat. The stress of life, the ganja keeps me calm. I lose my phone to allow me to rest at night. If we wasn't stigmatized and illegal, Earth will be better. Plus, we might still have Amy Winehouse and Heath Ledger. We will never kill you in and of itself. Legalize this tobacco and alcohol due to your health. Sucker punch yourself if you aren't for debating. Cloud surfing, Machete King at Gmail. Send invitations. I will be high and still make points that are valid or abstract. Will educate you because I might get violent. Because you're all my high, making my crowd thinner. How is we for losers when I'm a perpetual winner?
Check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and hit us up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that's tuning in, even the newbies. Shout out to Mello and Morley. He's on the line. Trigger, be sure y'all hit him up on Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to Jit, too. And check me out Monday, Wednesdays, 10 to 12 midnight. All right? I get my shows mixed up, so I have to get it together. 10 to 12 midnight on Batcave 2.0. Shout out to P-Funk for giving me the opportunity. And hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on over here. Let me see. This is 6643 Air Dot Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy E. Burners in the building.
What's going on? You ain't hardly in the building.
I'm in the building, man. Everywhere,
yeah,
man.
I'm in the building.
Y'all all better right. Be looking for me, man. I'm coming, niggas. I'm coming.
All right,
I mean,
so tonight's topic is, why do you think that, you know, they're not giving out any, you know, artists, they're not signing anybody? Short tweet.
Everybody is following the gimmick to sell records, and they not being authentic with it. So it's, the labels don't really want to take a chance on the gimmick. They'll put you out for a single deal, but half the people, I never see this many one-hit wonders in my life, so I'm assuming that's what it is. They don't think their album going to sell, but they can recoup money off them singles or whatever, them silly-ass songs people making. And it just lack direction. Like, the people that's on top don't give nobody direction because they do what the younger generation do just to stay relevant. So it's like no leadership in hip-hop like it used to be. So, you know, I think you still can get a deal, but you just gotta push it yourself. Yeah, well, you ain't gonna get that much, but if you get on and they don't pay you that much, that means you make more money. So you be all
right. Right. Okay. So music-wise, what you got going on?
I just dropped a mixtape last Sunday, Blackout Burners Volume 2. I'm dropping another one probably in a week, and probably 2 weeks after that I'm going to drop another one. And then I'm going straight into album mode and collab mode, and you know, nothing major.
Okay.
Yo, y'all can reach me at www.ismyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. That'll take you to everything, Twitter, Facebook, yada, yada, yada. You know. I want to give a shout out to Fire for holding it down for us. Because it's crazy in this city right now, and I only see a handful of people actually holding it down for us. Not just to say a rapper had a deal and got it, it's just she hold it down for us, and all of us need to support her as much as she support us, and we'll take over everything. You won't even have to worry about not getting played on the radio and whatnot, because everybody got talent that I heard or that I like, actually, and I think it's there. I done heard hit songs on Air It Out Radio, but hey, if you ain't got that change, you ain't getting played on that real radio. So, I mean, and now she got FM, so now we got another outlet. So I think everybody on Air It Out Radio need to post what you post, support what you support, and just move on, because you the only person holding us down in my life, so.
Right.
You know. All
right. So.
Shout out to Fire.
Thank you, babe. I definitely appreciate that. Thank you for keeping it short and sweet, too. Thank you.
So,
what's the info? What's the info?
I think I gave him the URLs. Just, I got something for you coming, too. Me and Sheena Greer got something popping off.
Okay.
And everybody else. I'm going to do something with the Have Nots and Machete, so. We about to move on, my man BC, you know.
Yeah,
Air It Out Radio's finest, you know.
All right.
Oh, the meet and greet was crazy. Loved it. Everything about it.
Yay, woo!
It was a special moment. A whole bunch of rappers. No egos involved. Right. Everybody being team players. Everybody feeding off each other. It was special, man. Like, you don't see that often in Philly, because...
Right.
People be clicked up and stuff like that, so that's only who they bang with. So, you know, it's an Air It Out thing, man. We taking over shit, man. Fuck the rest. That's my word.
That's your word.
That's my word.
What song we getting into tonight?
Warning Shots by E. Burners. Some new shit, exclusive. Air It Out Radio, first to hear it, first to drop it, first to everything. I'll put the video up on YouTube later.
Uh-oh.
You know.
All right. Eat burners, baby.
Let's get it.
Yeah. It's the team. He's the same figure. I'm about to get drilled for real. Yo. Too much hating going on in this city. I hear you. I'm nice, but Bruce can't be cat. I don't feel you. These radio shows got so much shit. They drinking all bad biz. I'll take an act then. I've been around the block in this game. I'm grown. I don't need to find. I can't find a state that this shit is mine. Why did they break me out my shit?
I was so comfortable just enjoying the air. Now I'm back like I left and they wondering why. Like, who wrote this nigga up? Oh my god. I'm kicking balls, throwing rocks at niggas. On some 88 shit, y'all gon' respect this nigga. Guns got loaded, stereo scratched off. Tape on the hand, do half these things off. I remember in cypher, the cats that done. And evil, the burners out, everybody talking. This fat nigga lost. He had two racks and I was spitting like I had to throw Philly on my back. I bleed each wing, get red like a Philly. But on this music shit, I'm thinking like, really? What happened to PSB? That's bullshit. I heard half the racks jump in this bullshit. Get this tissue, I'm flushing these dudes. They ain't recognize game and I'm confused shit. They really got me shot like I won't stand. Like my dogs won't come with the pounds, no dance. Corruption, tough chick, I've been there, dude. Enough lit to touch bricks when I'm in the mood. I'm rapping for the underdog, holding my bowl. Yeah, I'm cocky, arrogant, so what? Carpet on one of that rock and put the show up. I never lost Mayweather with the bars. They not even stars and y'all still on their balls. They say they gon' play more polished than C. When I heard that shit, I was thinking, bitch, please. Check my resume, 20 CDs, debut on Def Jam, I'm still gon' squeeze. Watch the shooter, my name ring bells, not LL, not Regina. I'm the cleaner, specialist, professional, I'm wild. Got credentials, yeah, I've been at it for a while. They have not, BC, but that ain't ready. The tree they gon' see, it's about to get heavy. Stop, put fire on top, fuck the rest, air it out, radio.net. Cut the check,
niggas, niggas, look, look.
I'm here to show you niggas, to tell you niggas, I've been doing this shit, man. They don't get more polished than me, man. I'm talking old nigga, new nigga, any nigga that want it, man. Real shit, man. I'ma wipe this sweat off my face, cause it's hot as shit in here. You know what I mean? That's for me spitting this shit forever. Ask about me. All these niggas that's on, what on, know about it. Don't make me bust your shit, nigga.
Let's get it.
Air It Out Radio. Is that your fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that throws my name and the website into this song. I really appreciate that. Shout out to E-Burners and everybody that's tuning in. We're going to get into our guest. He's on the line, Mr. Curtis Blow. I'm so anxious to get a hold of him. Hello, hello.
I'm here. Hold on. Curtis?
Hello.
You're on there.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's an honor to meet you.
Thank you so much.
So
thank
what?
You, thank you. Thank you. So where are you? Where are you?
I'm in Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, in Philly.
In
okay.
Philly. Philly. When the last time you been out here?
I guess about March. No, February.
Really? Oh, okay. You were just here. Okay. That's a long ago. So
yeah,
what you been up to?
Oh, I've been chilling.
You've been chilling?
Working hard. Hardly working.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know. But I have a new tour coming out.
Do you?
Return of the King. With Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh and a whole lot of people. Naughty
wow.
By Nature, Houdini, KRS-One. It's going to be crazy.
Wow. So are you definitely coming through Philly with that tour, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
got
good.
It.
Okay. So what made you decide to, like, pause for a minute with the... You know, being an artist and everything.
What made me what?
Pause. Like, what made you stop, you know, rapping or whatever for that?
It's actually, there was really no pause. I just stopped making records because my style became unorthodox. But I always, you know, did live shows and perform for people, so yeah, I'm happy to still be able to do this thing.
I know that's right. So you were the first rapper to get signed to a major label.
Correct.
Okay. So
that was 1979. The record company was Mercury.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of people, you know, envy that? Was there a lot of, you know, negativity because you was the first person to get signed to a major label?
A little bit, but I really never paid it any attention. You know, there were too many bigger and other things, you know, that were going around and happening during that time that I could concentrate on. So a lot of positivity, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I stayed away from the negative.
What do you think is the difference between music now and then?
Well, you know, I think there's a generation gap between hip-hop today and the old schoolers. But in order for us to bridge the gap, I think we need to talk to each other with love and that's the only way we can bridge the gap is through love, you know what I mean? So I want to keep it positive, and I think that the raps of today are faster, wittier, more complicated, a lot of style, a lot of different flavor, you know, from the dirty style to the Midwest, you know, to traditional New York. It's a lot of flavor. So, you know, I think we should just, you know, do our research and you'll find some good hip hop.
Do you think that hip hop is dead?
No.
No.
Definitely not. Because I'm still alive.
Oh, that's right. I know that's right. So, speaking of style that you just mentioned, is there anything that you regret, like in your videos that, you know, you might have wore, you might have done, that you wish you never did in your videos or pictures in?
You must have heard of something.
No, I didn't.
Now, but there was one video, Basketball. You remember Basketball, the song,
yeah.
Basketball?
Uh-huh.
Now, that actually was the first rap video.
Really?
Right? And this video, it's crazy because, you know, I was like 20 years old or something like that. And my producers and the record company and the video department, they all did that thing, produced it and everything. So They hired these cheerleaders for the, you know, the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cheerleaders were white. And I didn't know. I came into the video shoot. I was happy to see women with pom-poms and, you know, all the nine and everything. So, I mean, I just shot the video. But 6 months later, when the people got hold to it, that's all I heard was like, oh, all you have is white women in his video.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, it was like.
So you got it because it
is. If I had known. You know, if I'd have known, I would have never let it go down like that.
Right.
Sure. We'd have like a rainbow.
That wasn't your fault, though. That wasn't your fault. You had nothing to do with that. You was just doing your job. So.
Yeah, I was just happy.
Yeah, right? You was excited. So do you plan on doing any more movies? Like, do you have any, are you interested in doing anything?
Sure. I produce movies now and that's my new love, film.
Oh yeah.
You know, editing and digital, all that beautiful thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're not, you know, on tour or whatever, what's something that you tend to do with, you know, without being
video games.
Video games? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Would you play the Wii or the, you know?
No, Xbox. I got an Xbox.
The Xbox? Okay. All right. He said video games. Wow. I thought you would have been like golf or fishing or something. Like, you said video games. Okay.
I'm with it.
All right. So that's what's up. So as far as, like, I know you do a lot of positive things or whatever. What's some of the things that you do that's positive to give back?
My church stuff that I do. I have a hip-hop church.
Okay.
And the hip-hop church is basically a format for any church that wants to draw the kids to come to church. You know, we don't have a dress code, so you can wear your sneakers and your jeans and your hats. And, you know, there's a DJ in the church and cutting up gospel rap. And, you know, it's an incredible, energetic youth ministry, a musical youth ministry. And you should see these things just go down. I mean, once churches buy into it, it gets really, really popular. There are about 60 around the country now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's one of the most memorable things that you've experienced while, like, you know, being an artist?
I guess meeting Bob Marley was pretty big.
Okay. Yeah, that had to be big. It had to be big. Okay. So tonight's topic is, why do you think that the record labels are not signing any artists? What's your opinion on that?
They have no money.
They have no money?
Bottom line, they have no money.
Wow. I didn't think about them not having no money. Do you think they too broke from, you know, giving the other artists all those extra dollars and they haven't produced?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I got you. All
right.
Yeah. That definitely could be the case. So do you have anything that you want to add or let everybody know where they can reach you, and any new things you got coming up besides the show?
Yes. About the tour, Return of the Kings, you can go to the website, returnofthekings1.com. That's the number one, returnofthekings1.com.
Okay.
And also on Facebook, if you need to get in touch with me, my Facebook is Curtis Blow Walker, and Twitter is Curtis Blow and the number one.
Okay. All right. So you got anything else you wanna give out? Any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to my son, Mikey, Mark, and Curtis Jr.
Okay.
Doing their thing. I love them. And my wife, Shirley.
Aw, that is so sweet. The guys usually don't acknowledge the girls too much, so, you know, that's why I'm like, aw. So, it was definitely a pleasure having you. Shout out to Mike Neely once again. And I hope all is well with you. And you're always welcome to come back to Air It Out Radio whenever you have something going on or you want to produce one of your songs over here.
So enough. Thank you. And your name again?
Fire.
Oh, fire.
Silly. All right, well, definitely appreciate you coming through. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Curtis Blow for coming through. Mike Neely, once again, he always connects me with the upcoming people that I need to be connected with, you know. I definitely love my old school because they paved the way for us. So shout out to EQ. I know you was trying to send me a text or whatever while I was on the line. I was too busy trying to get that in there. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. We're going to keep the lines going. I know everybody is trying to get through and get their song played, blah, blah, blah. So let me see. Where we at? 1351, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What they do, fire, this that boy Trigger Man from Duval County, live. One of the livest hosts from Ground Hard Radio.
What's going on, Trigger? How are you?
Man, I am doing good down here, man. Living it with my host, man, with my brothers. Matter of fact, I won't even call them hosts no more, man. My brothers, Jit Chronicles, doing this thing, man, with his blogs. You know, I got my other brother, Dangerous Tactics, all the way in Virginia. We just doing this, man. Loving this. Loving this show, man. It's like really doing something, you know.
Okay, okay. Yeah, y'all got to text me the show, man, so I could, you know, hit y'all up.
I mean, hey, well, you can get it now. It's every Tuesday, 11 to 1, every Tuesday. And we rounding up the end of the episode for season 2. So we might be coming out with season 3. I might give y'all a little hint. We might be opening more days, you know, depending on how our fan base is, the people that call in, the people that show support. Shout out to the Air It Out Radio, the Air It Outers that call in and show support for us. You know what I'm saying? We fuss with y'all hard, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I didn't even know the Air It Outers was still hitting y'all up. That's what's up.
Yeah,
They do what they can.
You know, everybody's busy. You know, I'm a busy man myself, you know, which is dropping his promo mixtape. You know, you can check that out at tweetmymixtape.com, search Get Throw Trigger, you know. Matter of fact, shit, my management has done me so good, shit, you can just Google me, you know what I'm saying? Because I still ain't got no my URL. I'm sorry if I ain't got one yet, but, you know.
You know you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Well, man, but you know what? Y'all trying. So, like, I know y'all busy and whatnot, but, you know, you're doing your thing.
We really be trying to do something, you know what I'm saying? And, like I say, you know, management, you know what I'm saying, for this ghetto music shit is coming up good. That's my management, you know what I'm saying? But the business that I run, you know what I'm saying? It's a music group that's going to be coming soon, you know. Like I was saying,
okay.
If anybody want to get at me, you know what I'm saying, they can Google me at Get Throw a Trigger, you know what I'm saying, that's all one word, you know, and everything will come up, like I said, I does this, you feel me? But let's get into this topic, though.
I was just about to say, I didn't even ask them. Yeah, so why do you think the record labels are not signing artists today?
I mean, me as an independent company, you know what I'm saying, right now, I really don't give a damn about being signed, you know what I'm saying, because I'd rather not owe niggas nothing and get it on my own, you know what I'm saying, with the fan base that I got, than, you know what I'm saying, pull out a loan from a deal, and if I don't meet their expectations, then I have to pay them. No, that's not going to happen, you know what I'm saying. I'd rather do like what other homies said earlier, you know what I'm saying, get that distribution deal, you know, get a little, you know what I'm saying, paper off distributing my music, you know what I mean, with the right manufacturers for my CD and shit, you know.
Right.
Doing shows, get the right fan base down here. I'm really trying to do out-of-town shows. I'm trying to come up there in Philly, let people
I'm
see out.
I'm right. Yeah, come to the Air It Out Showcase. Hopefully you can make that on the 27th. You know,
I mean, hey, shit, I would love to get a plane ticket by the 27th to get there, but
it's all good.
I'm always in the studio. I'm an artist first, radio host second, but I always put it together. You know what I'm saying? Because it all works out with my team. You know what I'm saying? We always win, and we always include you. You know, we don't include nobody else. We included you.
Aw, that's what's up right there. That's what's up. So, all right. Well, give them your info where they can reach you one more time. And then I don't see that song in here, though, but I got some other stuff in here from you.
Okay, well, if you ain't got a radio single, you know what I'm saying, that could have been a worldwide single first. Aww. Played on Air It Out. But, I mean, hey, you know what I mean? I'll get back to it one more time. Like I said, you can Google me, man. Videos, YouTube me videos. I do this, man. See how niggas in Duval, real niggas in Duval does this. But you won't see no real shit because at the time, these videos was fuck niggas. So, you know, the old shit is the old shit, but I still was about fuck them over shit. So, YouTube me, TriggerMan365, all one word. If you want to look up me for anything, SoundCloud, any music, Reverb Nation, Google me, search Get Throw Trigger. My mixtape will come up, you know what I'm saying? Just drop my promo mixtape right before the tape should be coming, you know what I'm saying? It's coming along on to my mixtape. You know, like I said, just Google me, man, you know.
See, Get Throw Trigger. Trigger, you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, he dropped or whatever. Make sure y'all hit him up on Grindhard Radio. He's on Tuesdays. He'll be back on. Hopefully he'll get into that. But I'm going to play one of his songs. I'm just going to pick something. He might choke me up for it or whatever. Let me get into Undeniable Talent. Trigger.
You know what it is.
This ran live and I'm kicking it with that chick fire on Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio, is that chick fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Ran Live, man. I miss him. I don't care. Nobody says I miss me some Ran Live. Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody on lock and doing their thing, doing their bid. I know y'all going to get home soon. So anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Let me see, where am I at? Shout out to Trigger. You know, everybody keeps dropping here. You know, I'm trying to stay in order, even though y'all like all over the place. So I'm going to get into this 9737 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's going on, Fire? This is Wajiz calling from Uptown, Face Guap manager. My man out right now handling some work, so I'm taking over for him right now.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for being patient, and I know you're new to the line, so.
Oh, yeah, no, we was here before. He sent the one-time track over about maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Shout out to Di, that's my family right there. She put
Di, where? Okay.
Yeah. She put this on about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He sent the track one time, you know, got a lot of love, so we came back with something else.
Okay, that's what's up. I think she on the line, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she, I think she said she was going to head up today.
Okay, that's what's up. So, got to ask you the topic tonight
is, of course.
Why do you think record labels are not signing artists?
Like, I think, you know, it's a lot of factors, but I got to say as far as, you know, money, labels not trying to invest money and talent nowadays. They try and get artists that already done built themselves up as a brand, like the iFutures and the Dom Kennedy and Kendrick Lamar. They building themselves up, so when they go to a label, they already got show money, you know, a fan base. You know, it's not Jay-Z anymore. We can go in front of Jay-Z on the street, spit to him, he'd be like, "You hot? Let me sign you." I mean, they're not. They can't take that risk anymore because they don't got the money to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Man, they can't be throwing y'all no 100,000.
Exactly. You know, back in the day, you had dudes getting these $1 million signing bonuses and a chain to go with it. You know, you can't do that anymore, man.
Yeah. They need get a loaf of bread and
keep
moving.
Yeah,
all right. So where can they reach you at and what you got coming up?
Oh, yeah, my man Face, you can reach him at, first of all, the mixtape coming out this month is almost done, Illuminated Music. We've been working hard at it, trying to make some quality. So that should be done, you know, in maybe 2 weeks. You can reach him on Twitter at Illuminati_B. Reach him on SoundCloud, FaceGuap215. Email FaceGuapBooking@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, cool. So you said the mixtape, and you got any show? You got any shows coming up?
No, as of right now, no. You know, we're working on some stuff. I'm trying to line up some stuff for him, but, you know, it's all in the making. We're trying to do it off of the muscle.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. So you sent some stuff over to Batcave, too, right? 2.0? Or no,
yeah,
not yet?
Not yet. We probably not yet? If he didn't, no, I will. So we
work on that.
We got to edit some stuff first, you know.
Okay.
I got
all
the
right,
memo
cool.
that you can't curse it, so I got to get some stuff edited.
Yeah, make sure you hit me up on Twitter so I can follow you, please, when you get off or whatever.
Yeah, I got you. I know you're following him.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to make sure I set that up.
Okay. All right, so what are we getting into tonight?
Next song is called Freedom. I don't know if you're familiar with a band called Vent from out of Philly. Their lead singer, Taylor, came and blessed us. She did the hook and the little bridge at the end, and it came together, and it's just like, I think y'all going to love it. You know, it's good music all around. Face did his thing with the lyrics, and she did her thing. So, you know, definitely can't wait what people got to say about it.
All right, can't wait to hear it. All right, so there we go. Freedom.
Check. That's 100%. You might call it neglect, I call it the fucking rent. You call it spending time, I call it the money spent. To validate what? I just think I space for the bullshit. Ain't rapping from the pulpit. Lord knows I ain't perfect, but they also know I'm working, trying to get it for me and mine. Feel like that's what I'm here for. And if you ain't adding to it, what the fuck you here for? Therefore, we just gonna keep it moving. Like the baseline, we just grooving. My click ain't saying much, fuck that shit, we just proving. They want that real shit, luckily I speak it fluent. That Lauren Hill shit, make way for the influence. Real niggas on the podium, clean as a custodian, doper than some opium, and the stogie lit full of loud pandemonium. Going niggas, we ain't have a choice, ain't no hoe in them.
Been a late night.
The struggle be the death of niggas, but it's how you view it, it could also be a blessing, niggas. Gotta try to forget the loss, not the lesson, niggas. Resuscitate, I'm just trying to bring some breath in, niggas. We never straight, it's gonna always be some lesson, niggas. We was broke before the recession, niggas. After won't be no different. It's just too many from the other side in key positions. It's like we lack a Molotov, just need the ignition. Start it up,
hold it down. If they don't hear us when we talk, we gon' hold a pound. If they don't see us when we march, we gon' show around. If they ain't fear us from the start, but they know it now. That revolution, that Martin Luther, that Malcolm X, bitch, I'm Huey Newton. We just reconstructing the message, picking up where they left it, lifting up where they swept it,
It's been a late night.
A hustler, I get my paper three different ways. I just received it. I'm just gifted with lyrical embodiments. It's fluid in my body, harmony, definition of a paper chase. Getting greater at my hustle. I'm a hustle, hustle, hustle until I make it, I'ma keep making money, money, money. She getting, you second, he getting, you second, I'm getting money. Money. This is for the people who ain't getting money. This is for the youngest getting bread from their old heads. I ain't never had empty pockets. Check the price tag. G-Shock, skinny jeans, Nike, Jordan's new apparel. Why they jocking me, biting off me, trying to make money off my hustle. Stop rapping, getting a new occupation. Sorry, I'm very blunt. I gotta tell y'all, but my money lanky, long, never ending, always spending that. Mugga mama told me to throw it down. Do y'all hear me clearly? Closet full of SEO, low Adidas, Nike, greatest sugar in the county. Who's stopping me? I know I sound cocky, but I got to. Everybody talking about their money, they probably hustling. Is it working? Why you always running out of money? You ain't doing nothing, no subliminals. Taking my time with my mic, it's working because I'm making money. Cash flow, never stopping. Money is what I get. Don't tell my sex. Where you think I get that mugger from? Female version of a hustler. I get my paper three different ways. I just receive it. I'm just gifted with lyrical embodiment. It's fluid in my body. Harmony, definition of a paper chaser. Getting greater at my hustle. I'm a hustle, hustle. She getting, you second. He getting, you second. I'm getting money. It's all I need, money. Let's talk about my hustling. I hustle with Adobe in my mic. I'm kinda hype off my money. This is for them old heads whose money is funny. They on their grind just like Harmony. Married to my hustle, will do my money. Keep it going, never throw it up. Keep the green coming, I'ma keep rhyming. That's a promise. Hand me a mic, show you how I sit. Real sugar, real soap. How you prefer your money? Put your hand in the air if you getting it, and if you making it, keep hustling. Stay making money, money, money until I make it, give it all for me. Harmony.
Radio, is that your fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Harmony and Face for the two tracks that I just played. So make sure y'all check out the website, like I said, airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net, you want to listen in, 347-677-1163. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. My daughter is a mess. Oh, my gosh. All right. I don't even want to tell you what she's doing. But anyway, where am I at here? If you people keep dropping, you... Okay, there we go. 5092, Eridot Radio, what's good?
Yes, sir. This is your boy, Molly.
Molly?
AMR Beats. What's up, Fire?
You sound wide awake, man. That's what's up.
Wide awake.
All right, okay.
Wide awake. I ain't had my medicine yet, so.
You ain't had your medicine.
Yeah, I ain't had my medicine, so I'm woke. I'm up.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what's up. No. So I got to ask you the topic, why do you think, you know, the artists are not getting signed like they used to, in your opinion, short and sweet?
I don't think nobody said it yet. I ain't hear it. I guess the lack of originality.
Okay.
Everybody
copying. Somebody said that.
Well,
I think so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Like originality. I guess we was on the same page, and whoever said it, shout out to them.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's like originality. Everybody following the, you know, within, right. I guess.
Yeah, that.
Everybody
that
got the true. Mostly everybody got the same sound beat, same thing.
Same beats,
you know?
And same flow, all that, same style.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, get kind of
old. Same thing. So they want to hear something different. They want to invest their money in something different, I guess. Plus, we can do it on our own as well, independent.
Yeah, pretty much. You really can. You really, really can. All right, so what you got going on?
Me? I'm about to let go of this mixtape now. I got to do 3 more songs. So.
God, you've been waiting like
right
a
now.
Year.
Every time I try to do it, something always happens, Fire, I swear. Now it's my computer, and it got all my songs on there. So I just took it to get it fixed to my homie. So hopefully you keep the stuff on there, and there was a lot of beats on there as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. We had too much stuff on there, and it wound up not cutting on.
Damn.
So he's going to see if he can put another gig in there.
Oh, that's right. Well, hopefully, you know, everything get resolved. So,
yeah.
All right, well,
out of here.
I know you got some shows coming up. You got shows coming up?
Yeah, I do. Participating in...
What'd you say?
Participating in... Epic Exposure. Is a showcase at the Arts Garage August 25th. So if y'all want to come out there, 1533 Ridge Avenue, August 25th, it's Thursday, 10 o'clock to start. I'm going to get there, pick up bars at 9:30. Shout out to Tech Rock Entertainment, you know, Epic Exposure as well. Shout out to everybody that's going to be participating, showcasing themselves. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Shout out to this pretty lady that we're on the line with.
Aww.
She's like our, she our little promoter, but I gotta thank her, man.
Aww,
I really gotta thank her. She's promoting a lot of people on this line.
Well, y'all definitely support me, so, like, you know, at the end of the day, I do the same, so it's what it is. But
it's the only way.
You know, so what we getting into?
If I ride today. Oh, yeah. Can I give another shout-out? Shout-out to B-Cancer as well. Yeah, that's my homie, man. I like him, man. He's cool dude. Machete. Shout-out to everybody that was at the meet and greet.
Yes.
Trying to name the names. E-Burners. She was there. I sent him a couple beats. Man, there's a short guy. I think he said L.U. or that must be where he's from.
Oh, Nitro?
I got
there kind of
late. That's your name, Nitro?
Jay, I don't know. It was a couple shorties in there.
Nitro was there. The guy from Miami was there. I forgot his name. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Corp. He was there.
Yeah.
A lot of people there.
What was the girl name? I think it was Guy, right? Was that Guy?
Was it who?
That girl. That was
Die was there, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, cool. Yeah, shout out to her as well. Shout out to everybody that came. If I miss y'all, I'll catch y'all the next one, man.
I know, right? The stuff be right on the tip of your tongue, and you be like,
I'm waiting for that footage, too. I want to see that footage.
It's coming, but it's going to be on the Air It Out DVD, so, like, that's what I'm waiting for.
I'm by it. It don't matter. I'm waiting.
Yeah. It's going to be all that put together, plus the showcase and the thing on Sneaker Villa. That's going to be coming up soon. I'll give you more details.
Oh, that's another thing. I'll probably miss yours. August 27th.
Okay. Y'all killing me.
I'll be in New York. Yeah, I'll be in
killing
New York.
Me.
Queens, New York.
You know what?
I'll be performing in Queens, New York that day. Sorry.
No, this is a problem. All right, you said we getting into going to do one thing?
No, if I ride today.
Is what?
If I ride today.
Oh, okay.
I think I took that to you.
Yeah, give them your info one more time, and then we'll introduce them.
www.tmrbeast215.com, Facebook, Tmr Beast, Twitter, Tmr Beast. You can add us. I'm always on there posting the songs up or something. I stay on the news feed. You'll see Tmr Beast all day. Reverb Nation, Molly215, or you can do Tmr Beast. SoundCloud, Tmr Beast. SoundClick, TML Beats, myflashstore.net, TML Beats. You know, got a lot of things going on here.
All right.
But, you know, slowly but surely, these security's messing us up, man. Technology.
I'm
not. See, all this money for technology, and they be messing up on us.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll back it up this time.
Yeah, I will.
You all
I
have
will.
To learn. We all have to
learn. Yeah, I bought
me a
flash. I bought 216 gigs. So everything I do is getting saved from now on.
Exactly. All right, so Molly, go ahead and do
it. Yep, Molly, it's our ride today. Air It Out Radio. You already know what it is. Let's get it.
Just an alien sorcerer approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Molly! Yeah! What's good? Who?
Swaggy Gang!
We in the hood, you know we straight like a kilo. See them haters, tell them fuck you. Kilo, money, cars, clothes, that's the only thing for me though. Oh yeah, your girl too, dog, you can come with me, ho. Then I send her back, cause that's what a nigga does. He just gets a dick, nah, I don't show her love. Count my money, check my phone, hit my plug. Then I drop it in the pot, watch it bubble like some suds. Make it come back, I ain't talking about a refund. Tell me what's happening, yeah, that's where the rerun. A broke ass nigga, nah, I ain't tryna be one. This a college ball, but my nigga got that D1. Heart cold, January, February. By my business, ho, go and talk to my secretary. We go hard, cause we tryna live legendary. That money come first, some problems secondary.
We get it soft, hit the spot, add the bacon, whip it hard. Dang, I left that chopper in the car. And blow that green and keep me high up to the stars. I mean on Mars, cause we load up in cocky before December 31st. When I roll up and pop it and hit them niggas first. If I ride today, it's fight over you niggas. I don't even care, shit, I don't know you niggas. These niggas in the way, call them obstacles. She said it tastes different, that's cause it's tropical. Give good head, that's what she gotta do. And bring your girlfriend, so I can pop her too. We on the block, who say they was stopping through? Once you see the bag, you gonna cop a few. Too much smoke, gotta open up a window. Oh yeah, we get it for the low, call it limbo. Philly on the hat, then I pull a grim low. Take a slice of the pie, call it Kimbo. Send me your money, I'll leave a nigga dead for. Go ahead and act fly, I'll leave you Red Bull. Who better? Let's see. Four all letters, bitch. S-T-S-G. Go hit it, hey. I ain't even going trip. I just put my feels on. They go swimming in your bitch. Cause we load up in cocky before December 31st. If I roll up and pop it, it hit them niggas where. When I ride today, it's right over you, niggas. I don't even care, shit. I don't know you, niggas. We get it off. Hit the spot at the bacon, whip it hard, Molly. Dang, I left that chopper in the car. And blow that green and keep me high up to the stars. I mean on Mars, cause we load up and cock it before December 31st. When I roll up and pop it, it hit them niggas where. If I ride today, it's right over you niggas. I don't even care, shit, I don't know you niggas.
You're now tuned to Air It Out Radio. Make sure your motherfuckers log on to www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to that fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin heifer. You already know this, Benji Jones, chairman and CEO of Wolfpack Music Group. Fuck with us or fuck out of here. On that note, I'm signing off as the A&R West Philly. God bless America.
You heard him. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Listen, a couple people dropped that was next up. But anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 1311, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
What's good, fire chick? This your girl, Adonna Comer.
Hi, Adonna. How are you?
How you doing? Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. So, you know I played one of your beats earlier, so I appreciate that.
I appreciate you for doing that.
Yeah, man, you promote me hard on Twitter. I appreciate that for real. Definitely.
I got you. No problem.
So, let me hit you with the topic real quick. Why do you think that the labels are not signing an artist today?
I don't know. It's a tough one. It's between lack of originality and, you know, people trying to promote themselves, people that's already established. You know, some people already said that already, but that is true. And,
right.
You know, you got people on YouTube with tons of subscribers and, you know, stuff like that. They want people that's established or, you know, they don't want copycats pretty much. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. And it's crazy because some of them people got, like, mad buzzes and they still don't get deals at the end of the day. So it's weird. You just don't know what they want no more, you know.
Not only that, you start your own company. If that's the case, be independent and do your own thing. That way you be your own boss.
Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, so what you got going on beat-wise, music-wise?
Two more mixtapes, instrumental mixtapes coming soon. Working on an artist mixtape, so all artists that use my beats, send them over to me, possibly get on the artist mixtape that will be sponsored by that Piff. And hopefully I can put your logo on there too.
Okay.
What else?
How can they get on that mixtape? Like, so you gotta just shoot them a song and then shoot them a beat or whatever, or they gotta buy a beat.
Download any beat off of my website, ladonacomer.com. That's LadonnaComer.com. It's the same thing for SoundQuick as well. Just download any beat. Do your thing to it and send it to me. And I go through them all. And hopefully you can go through them too as well with me if you got some time. And we can get that series going as well.
Yeah, I checked the website out. You definitely sure love the Air It Out Radio.
I told you I got you.
I know that's right. Definitely support that. So these beats are free? Some of them are free.
All the free beats. You can download and just use them for promo or whatever. If you want to do it for like a paid product or something like that, just buy a standard lease. Standard lease is started at $25. Plus I got beat sales, as well as feel part of the Air It Out Radio, you know, team, fit, whatever. All the Air It Outers, just put 15% off any beat that you want to buy, and hey, that's a discount for you as well.
Oh, see, I like that. I like when they, you know, you come on and you offering something to the Air Dotters. I'm definitely going to support that. So, you know, that's a good look, Air Dotters. Definitely hit her up. Give them the website one more time.
LadonnaComer.com. That's LadonnaComer.com.
Okay.
Be sure to check that out as well as on AirDotRadio.net.
Oh, look at you trying to plug me in. You know what? I love it. You silly. I definitely appreciate you calling up, babe. Make sure you
hit me. Much love for you. Much love.
Check her out on Twitter. She's hitting me all crazy on Twitter, so you'll find her there if y'all need some beats or whatever. And you'll find her website,
too.
All right. Thanks, babe.
Anytime.
All right. Air Dot Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website and hit her up on Twitter. She's definitely there. I'm going to retweet her over and over. She's on there a couple of times, so... You know, definitely appreciate that, Madonna. All right, let me see. Where am I at right now? Okay, 5249, Air Dot Radio.
What's good? What's good?
Uh-oh.
That's right, it's that nigga.
Uh-oh. What's going on, Nightcrawler? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm chilling nigga mode right now.
Uh-oh, what happened now? You done been gone for a minute, and now you about to kill a nigga.
Hey, man, let's say like this. I'm in grimy land right here, you dig? So, you know, you got to roll with the punches, and you know what I'm saying, do what the fuck you do. But I'm me, so at the end of the day, I'm still going to do what I do.
Well, you know, a lot of people was asking about you. I told them you doing the radio thing. Is that still going on, or... You ain't started.
Well, that deal got canceled, but, it's,
what happened?
Hey, man, you know what? Put it like this, I done already been in a whole lot of shit throughout the whole time I've been here on Air It Out, and I'm going to air out some more just not right this second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let everybody know. Nightcrawler about to drop some heavy shit. I'm about to put together a full-fledged documentary. I've already started putting materials together, getting a list, drawing it all up. So we gonna do it like this. For people who don't believe what it is that I'm saying, I'm going to start shooting some footage, putting footage out there as far as the documentary DVD portion. In the same process, I'm also going to get double that up because I'm also going to put together a mixtape / album, whichever way I get it to go, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going to push that whole regardless, which is going to lay out the format of Nightcrawler in general, the operations on what I do, how I do it, why I do it. And it's going to detail every list of motherfuckers that I done dealt with, don't deal with, don't give a fuck about, and just want to fuck up point blank and period. So I'm gonna lay the whole format down.
But I thought you was like, why would you do that whenever you know you done piece stuff up with people? You still gonna come out and put them on blast?
You know what? You know what? The game is the game. And
uh-oh,
motherfuckers is greedy, so guess what? I'm gonna show motherfuckers exactly why I'm titling the album to come up after this Gritty Grind. I'm about to show just how gritty I can fucking get. You know, this is a time and a place where self-preservation is what motherfuckers is after. So I don't give a fuck outside of me. If you roll with me, you're good. If you don't roll with me and I don't fuck with you, period, you're still good. But at the end of the day, I'm going to show niggas why I am, who I am, and what I do.
Uh-oh. Wow.
So,
okay. Look, you
yeah.
came back and you're in drama already.
Oh, no, it's not. No, don't get me wrong. This ain't no drama.
Okay.
This ain't no drama. I'm trying to chill out on the drama scene because the shit is getting so far and few in between. And niggas, and not just myself, but niggas on a daily basis can sit back and just point motherfuckers out that want to cause drama some way, shape, fashion, or form.
Right. Where are they gonna be able to find? Where they gonna be able to find this documentary on you? Like you won't.
Trust me, I will be putting it all out there, and it's gonna come in series. I already discussed this situation with you, where it's gonna be. You know, I'm about to start doing my own little Ustream show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm gonna be giving bits and pieces. You know what I'm saying, as far as the actual process of the situation, as to what I'm going through and how I'm doing it. But I won't be put together no final details until I actually release the DVD. And trust me, when I drop it, everybody will know. And you'll be able to cop the DVD and the soundtrack to the DVD, which is going to detail more music that's never been heard before, and I guarantee you it's going to go raw for Fed harder than I've ever went before. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
First track that I'm going to give y'all is the first track I'm dropping is called Stand Alone. You know what I mean? Because that's the world I'm in. I stand by myself. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, you've been good other than that, though, like music-wise and shows. Have you done anything?
Actually, I done faded out kind of on everything for a minute because I didn't like the way business was going. You know, business, you know, it picked up and it seemed to me that the niggas that I was dealing with was more interested in trying to coup the type of presence I could bring to them. It was never really about trying to benefit the organization as a whole. It was only niggas out for themselves. So, you know, they did what they did, and at the end of the day, you know, peace out, do what you do. But I'm Nightcrawler, and I'm going to stay me. So I faded back, let them niggas do what they do, and now when I drop back out here again, I'm dropping with a vengeance, something crucial.
All right. So, yeah. Well, the topic for tonight is, what's your opinion about, you know, why you think that, you know, the record labels are not signing anybody?
Because they stupid as hell.
Oh, damn.
Basically, bitch-ass record labels are fucking stupid because they invested a lot of damn money in a bunch of bullshit. Mm-mm. And now they asses ain't got the money that it takes to invest in motherfuckers who are actually doing real shit.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, record labels are dumb as fuck, don't know how to actually put true-to-life shit out there. You're interested in something you think you can turn into a one-hit gimmick, but then you ain't got no follow-up behind that bullshit. I mean, quit trying to stay in the world of ass. Get your motherfucking ass on the money level and start thinking of what's real out here. People relate to what's real. People don't want to hear about what they say. What's the nigga that used to be with Cash Money, the producer, what's his name? Manny Fresh. Don't nobody want to hear about, you know what I'm saying, you got a truck with an elevator in this motherfucker. Keep it 100. Whoever seen
truck
one?
With an elevator.
Whoever seen one? I ain't never seen a truck with an elevator in it, and I drove 18-wheelers, damn it. If there's elevators in them motherfuckers, please put me in one of them bitches to make my job that much more easier.
I know that's right.
People want to hear about real shit that they can actually fucking relate to, and that's where the problem lies. There's a bunch of record labels signing a bunch of motherfuckers who ain't putting music out there that people can relate to, or just music that people can just sit back and chill to. They're out there doing all this bunch of bullshit that niggas don't give a damn about.
Right. All right. Okay, so give them your info and all that. You know, air it out, your drama and stuff. You're going to have to definitely call up Monday and give them some more juice.
Well, you know, hit me up on Twitter. Like I said, I do get messages. If I haven't been responding, it's because Nightcrawler's drawn in his own little world, but I will respond eventually. Trust me. I will get back at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Once I feel the timing is right. Also, go ahead and start downloading my music on WhoTune. You know, if you want to know the spelling, I'm sure Fire tweaked my name on how to spell it. You know, just the Nightcrawler on WhoTunes. No 76, nothing else. Just Nightcrawler. NITKWRALAH. Download, you know what I'm saying, some of the old jams that I got up on there. Probably one or two you might not have even heard yet unless you didn't already, you know, checked out my YouTube joint. But just stay posted. Trust me, I'll be dropping some shit real fucking soon, probably sooner than some people think. And I'm going to start getting everybody geared up for this documentary about me.
I can't wait to see that. All right, so what song are we getting into tonight?
I don't even want no fucking song, man, because right now, like I see.
You know he bad up.
I'm just calling in basically letting everybody know it's a new format for Nightcrawler, trust me. And if you like the old me, you're going to love the new me. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm a little scared. All right, well, I definitely appreciate you calling through, babe.
Already.
Okay.
Oh, and shout out to you. Got to give a shout out to you. I already told you 50 million pounds, but you got the hottest show on the air, damn it. Fuck it, air it out radio, damn it.
All right, babe, thank you.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler, y'all. Nightcrawler. Make sure y'all check out the website, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Trigger and FaZe, Morley, Eberna's, Shetty King, EQ, Sean Creed, and Cashmere, Donna, and who else came through? Oh my gosh, tip of my tongue. Gosh, if I forgot you, I'll hit you on the next one. But let me see, who am I going to now? Everybody keeps dropping, and I keep going out of order. I had him. 1571.
Yay, by the time I got on.
Oh, don't you even start with me.
Well, I'm joking. It's cool. I'm not tripping. I was listening to a lot of people's conversations.
That's what's up. Who is this? Let everybody know who you are.
What's up? This is Dollface Bunny, for everybody that don't know. Yeah. So, I have a question. Can I call you a brown-skinned heifer?
Yeah, you can call me that. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, okay. That's my new name for you then. I'm going to start calling you. Sounds good.
Look, you had MC Shan up here going in circles over your song. See how you just jump off the line and you don't, you know, you listen to how the responses are sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah. He was digging it.
Yeah.
You were mad. Anyway, so tonight's topic is, why do you think the record labels are not giving out any deals, like, they're not sounding like before?
I mean, it's just a lot of reasons. You know, I think money isn't the main reason, though, because it's a lot of, you know, other record labels besides Def Jam and Interscope, which is, you know, the number one. They're, like, the biggest labels in the industry. And it's, you know, you got Sony, you got Koch Records, you got Gasman Records. Like, it's still other labels. So I don't really think it's the money issue. I think it's probably the money issue with Def Jam and Interscope because they just sign anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they do. They sign a lot of one-hit wonders, and that's probably, like, the reason why they're losing money because they sign a lot of, you know, whack artists, and they don't sell. But I don't think it's the money issue. Uh-huh. I think it's more so the music. You know, if the label don't feel like they can make money off of you or you can sell an album or a record, then they're not looking for you. So I think it's more so the music that's out now. The industry and the fans don't want hood rappers. So, like, it's already, like, out there. And a lot of the rappers that's trying to get on nowadays, they're, like, hood rappers. They only rap about killing, selling drugs, and doing all the basic stuff that was out in the 90s and the 2000s. The game changed. Like, the music is different. It's not supposed to say the same. So I think it's, like, the commercial music is what the game is looking for. Commercial music sells. It brings in fans. So if you can't put out a commercial song, then the game is not really looking for you.
That's true. You definitely got to be somewhat commercial at some point in time. So, or you ain't going to be worth nothing. Because you got to be universal, you know what I mean? You got to be commercial, street, whatever.
I mean, like, a lot of people think just because, like, oh, the game, you know, the industry wants you to make commercial music, it's supposed to degrade you or take away from your music. No, you still have mixtapes. That's what you have mixtapes for. Like, when you put out an album, you can't do all that cursing and all that other stuff that you do on mixtapes on the album because nobody's going to support your album. An album is made for the fans. Like, once you sign a deal, it's no longer about you. It's about the fans. So at the end of the day, if you sign, a label wants to sign you for $1 million and they want you to put out commercial music, if that's what you got to do to make your fans happy, then that's what you got to do.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's not the money. Because labels sign people every day. It's not the money. It's the music. It's the music that it's the music that the artists put out. Like, a lot of YouTube artists are getting signed, like, every day, millions of deals. So it can't be the money if they're getting millions of deals off of one single. It's the music.
Right.
No one wants the New York City hood rapper, you know, the dissing on mixtapes. No one wants that no more. It's old. They want people that can sell records and they can make money off of them. So it's definitely not the money. It's the music.
That's true. It's got to be something. It's definitely something. Because they are not trying to give out no deals. But what you got coming up?
Right now, I'm just grinding still promoting my mixtape, working on another mixtape. You know, I think I said this about 1,001 times. I'm working on some new singles that's hopefully going to catch, you know, the industry, you know, I'm not saying that I'm gonna take away from me lyrically because, you know, that's what I put out a mixtape, you know, every 2 months for. But if, you know, this is what the industry is looking for, then, you know, that's what I'm gonna do because I got a family to support. So, you know, I'm working on some new singles that's not actually on my mixtape. So I'm actually gonna put out a mixtape and, you know, some singles to follow behind that.
So I'm just
working.
Now, is it harder for you as a female to, you know, get accepted by the guys?
I say on the hood side, not really, because like a lot of females, you know, they do that hood type of music, you know, with the dissing, the beefing, and, you know, rapping like the guys. So not really, like, the hood respect you, but like when it comes to like people in the industry, if you bring that type of, you know, that type of music, like Jay-Z, like a lot of people like them is not really gonna respect you because they're gonna be like, okay, what else do you do? Like, besides this, another female. Like, sometimes they get old. Like, everybody doesn't want to hear a female going at another female. Like, it's getting old. Like, they want to hear, what else can you do? Can you sell an album? Can you sell, you know, a single? And that's really the question with the females in the game. They want to know if we really can sell music besides just hating on each other.
That's true.
And just being mixtape rappers. So that's what it is really with the females nowadays.
Dante's calling in tonight. We need to have you come on later in the show.
I do a lot. I'm learning a lot in the business. I'm learning a lot.
That's good.
Experience
is the key. So give them your info where they can reach you, and then let me know what song we're getting into.
My Reverb Nation, Dalface X Bunny, Facebook, I am the real Dalface X Bunny, Twitter, I am the real Bunny. You know, everything else is on my Facebook, my YouTube, and my URL and all that stuff. Yeah.
She like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't want to give him the other Twitter out? You don't want to give him the other Twitter?
Yeah, that's my personal Twitter. Chill out, you want it.
Look, I'm not even on that bitch. I'm like, oh, you're not on the past, huh?
I don't connect that with my music because that's not like personal. You know, that's...
But maybe you shouldn't put it on Twitter then.
No, because like, I can have a personal page for except for my music page.
Okay.
I can't have a personal page and a music page.
No, I'm just saying you putting the info out there, so, you know, of course it's going to be like...
No,
you gotta pay attention to it.
No, no. I put my music page. I didn't put my other Twitter on there.
I seen it on there. That's why I was like, oh, you got another Twitter.
No, you need to chill out. Stop stalking me. Gosh.
You know what? I'm going to punch you. All right, well, what song are we getting into tonight?
I haven't thought about that. I was thinking about that topic real hard, so I didn't even think about what song.
Oh, God. Jeez, I was thinking about it real hard. You know what?
Oh, so that topic was something serious, because I'm just wondering why I ain't get a deal yet. I'm just saying. I think
well,
I was thinking
it's definitely harder for the females. I mean,
it's not
harder for us.
You got Lola Monroe. She was a video vixen, and she started rapping, and, she, you know, if she can do it, I'm pretty sure anybody else can do it. I'm just saying.
Up. Hey, I like Lola. Leave Lola alone.
Lola is dope. Like, don't get me wrong. Her music is dope, but with her background, where she came from, and then how she got into the music.
But she, you know what? The thing of it is she's cute, too. So, like, the guys is all lusting over her. So, like, you know, images plays a big part in that too, you know. But anyway, we know that's a whole nother subject, and we got people in the line. You know, I don't want them yelling at me and stuff. So, what we getting into tonight? That's a whole nother subject.
I mean, all grounds can have a. I don't know. I gotta send you some new music. I just got you with the mixtape. I'm sick of hearing that mixtape.
I know songs.
Oh, because, like, you get sick of hearing it when you got to perform all the time. Never mind. Just go to something. All I do is win, I guess. You could do it.
All right,
I'm
going to close my eyes and pick something. Right there. Let me see. Make It Rain? No?
Yeah, you could do that, even though you did it already.
Well, I can play another one. Look, hey, it's your music.
Wait. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. All right, go ahead and introduce it real quick.
Yeah, this is your girl, Dollface Bunny. This is Make It Rain featuring Travis Porter. Like, you know. All right. Bye.
I want to see some cash.
What?
Keep them dollars coming. And
that's going
to
make me. DJ Show in the building.
And
that's going to
make me.
P. Wild in the building. Slim Goody, what up, nigga? What up?
Make it rain,
make it rain,
rain.
Big shout out to Lady Rock, the family in the building.
Make it rain,
the sky's the limit.
Rain,
exclusive entertainment. Make it this motherfucking rain, you hear?
Who are my niggas that make it rain?
Make it rain.
Who are my bitches that make it rain?
Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Let me see, put your hands in the air.
Bitch, y'all bad boy, she taking that grind on your
hurt. I'm just going to with the money out, and I'ma make it rain. I make it rain. Juice box, colder, colder than the ice to go. You talking about money, nigga. I need to see 100. Throw it in the crowd. You
watch
it when I make it funny. Your money funny. I just laugh at you, dummy. Shh, be quiet. If you a broke nigga, you can't afford to swallow. I need a rich boy, a rich boy. Just throw some teeth on it. Ass fat, ass fat. Titties sitting double C's, pretty. Make it hurricane. Bitch, I bring a twister, twister. Bring the girls, give me rain. Drop a sack, make it rain. By dropping change.
Make it rain, change.
Rain Trick. I like that. Shout out to Dollface Bunny on that one. LaDonna, Nightcrawler, and Chiba. That's who I was forgetting on my last shout out or whatever. Shout out to E-Burners and Shady King as well. And Feast and Morley and Mello. I don't know what happened to you. You hung up on me. Okay. I was looking for you and you left the building. Not even the building. So anyway, make sure y'all check me out on Wednesday, 10 to 12 midnight at Batcave 2.0, and hit up the website Batcave2point0.com. Get your fan base to vote for you over there, and y'all can also hit up the lines at 215-895-5917. Listen, I'm giving away a guest appearance on Batcave 2.0 for the 20th caller, well, artist rather. So the 20th caller, whoever is the artist, all right? Y'all going to basically get opportunity to come on Batcave 2.0 at 91.7 FM, all right, WKDU, all right? So I'll be posting that. Check my Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff to make sure y'all stay in tuned with that. I'm losing my voice. I don't know what's going on with me. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 4704, Air Dot Radio, what's good?
What's good? Your boy R&B Erz calling up from Jersey, representing Jersey all day. Takeover Incorporated.
What part of Jersey are you from?
Atlantic City, South New Jersey.
Atlantic City? What?
Yeah. Okay. Doing it out on the ones and twos. How y'all doing up there?
Ain't shit. What's going on in AC? Y'all ain't got no, ain't no clubs, ain't no parties going on?
We got mad clubs. City popping all day. You got the all the casinos, everything popping. Me, I don't do too much clubbing. I'm all in the studio all day, 24/7. You know what I mean? I don't sleep. I sleepwalk. You know what I mean?
Sleepwalk. All right. Yeah. So I gotta ask you the topic tonight, which is why do you think that, you know, the record labels are not signing any artists?
Why ain't they? I mean, like, there's a lot of things going on inside the industry, like. You know what I mean? A lot of cats is like not being themselves. They looking for good music, the way they promote themselves. You know, sometimes labels be looking for a certain thing at certain times. You know what I mean? So you got to be around. And if you're not promoting yourself and working and throwing yourself out there, then, you know what I mean, do what you're supposed to be doing for them to see you. You know what I mean? It ain't going to happen. Like me, you know what I mean? My team, the Takeover Inc., we do it. You know what I mean? We move on our own. So, you know what I mean? We prefer like distribution and everything, but hey, they want to sign it, nigga. Hey, come on. Let's get it. I'm all good for it all day, you know what I mean? But it's like the way the chats promote themselves and everything like that. In the industry, like, they be having their shutbacks, you know, if they grab an artist and, you know what I mean, a lot of artists come on and get signed and stuff like that and have that drive, and then they lose as soon as they get on the industry, you feel me? Whether they're sitting on the books or whatever, they lose that drive and that momentum that they had to get them there, you feel me? So,
do you think it's because they're tired? Like, by the time y'all hustle to get to where it is, y'all, like, all worn the fuck out.
I don't know. Maybe if they is, for me, I don't know. I got that ADDDDDDDD. I ain't never tired. You know what I'm saying? I don't never stop. I eat, sleep, shit the music. Like, you know what I mean? Breathe it. You know what I mean? It's my life all day. I mean, and if it's really your dream and it's really what you want in life, you know what I mean? No matter what industry or label. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Anything except you. You know what I mean? Because whether it was money involved or anything, I'm going to still do this music because this is my way of life. You know what I mean?
Right. All right. Well, you got to tell me, what's the hottest club to party at in AC when I come back down there? Because I didn't really see nothing pop it off.
The 4040 be jumping. You got the Mix and the Bugatta. The Murmur be popping. The Cash Box. What else be popping out there? Because, oh, coconuts, nah.
Yeah, man.
Coconuts is popping, though. We got a few shows and everything. We do everything. I do all types of music, the whole label. Like, I got rock and roll, everything you want. Like, for real, okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
The TakeoverInc.com. Make sure y'all check that out.
What is it again?
The TakeoverInc.com.
TakeoverInc.com? Okay.
Yeah.
How many do y'all have in y'all squad?
Right now we got about six, you know what I mean? Six, you know what I mean? Because we keep everybody, it's like family. Everybody, loyalty means everything. So everybody's on the team. Everybody's with us. And we ride together no matter what, you know?
I know, that's all right.
You know what I mean? We could be deeper, but and the niggas got short initiative.
That is definitely
You got to have that hunger, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know what I mean? The eight men that's on the team right now, they doing the work. You know, I'm in the studio right now, you know? everybody in the studio, so we're doing it up.
I know, I was getting the post. Like, we in the studio fire. Hurry the fuck up.
Nah,
hey, y'all bitch, we in the fucking studio. Fuck.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's good, that's what's up. So, all right, well, go ahead and give them your website one more time and your Facebook and Twitter so they can reach you, and then we're going to get into your track.
All right, cool. Like I said, it's your boy, R&B Irv. You know what I mean? You can check me out on Facebook, Twitter, blog me, whatever, R&BIrv27.com, or just check out the website. You get all the information from me and the rest of my squad at thetakeoverinc.com. You can tweet it. You know what I mean? The Takeover Inc. on Twitter, Facebook, R&B Irv, Facebook, Twitter, blog it, whatever you want to do. Whatever. We on everything. Whatever they got. They make a new page right now. We on it tomorrow.
That's what's up. So y'all got studio time down there? Y'all, anybody can come down there and get some studio time or what?
Yeah, we got a lot of chess. I mean, we just did the, we just did on the 30th. With the back here, we just did that show out there, and it was a good turnout and everything. And we brought two jumps, had some my boy Chase Hill and stuff. Chase the Great rocked out. Me, I rocked out. It was mad cats out there. It was mad love. It was mad positive. Cats on their grind. You know what I mean? And
right.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody that performed that night. You know what I mean? DJ Ruggy, my boy Ruggs in the building.
I don't think he's no DJ.
No, he's the DJ. I call him DJ. Why? Because when I was in the back, he engineered my tracks. Something crazy.
Oh,
he was
okay.
Just throwing his little DJ thing on. I said, nigga, you
I'm about
the
to say,
DJ
let me
now.
Find out. I'm about to say, let me find out where you're DJ now. Okay. All right, so what song we getting into tonight?
You know what? You can drop that time, John.
All right. Go ahead and introduce
not
it.
Time. This song right here, Time, it's like real. It's like about grinding. I mean, everything, time keeps ticking. Time waits for no man. It's called in the street, everything. Everybody only hustle, everybody only move. You know what I mean? Stop wasting time. You feel me? The TakeoverInc.com, we doing it big. Yeah, come out here and holler at us. We in the city all day. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely going to come out there. I'm definitely going to come out there.
Definitely.
All right,
I appreciate
baby.
The love, man. I mean, let's add it out all day. We will call you every day. Let's get it.
All right, thank you. All right, baby.
All right, baby.
Time keep ticking.
I'm on a mission, yeah.
Come on, you know I hold my own. I got a family to feed, but the world is wrong.
keep on ticking, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody's waiting. Oh, time waits for no man. Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah, catch up.
Yeah, this your boy Kazmir, and I'm listening to that chick Fire with Air It Out Radio. Go slap the shit out of somebody and tell them to tune in. www.airitoutradio.net. Let's get it.
Air It Out Radio is that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in so far. I got a couple more callers still on the line. Shout out to Molly, Face, Trigger, E-Burners, Machete King, EQ. Also, check out EQ. He's doing, he's going to start the movie August the 13th. I'm really excited about that. I'm in it. I'm Mrs. Smith. Yeah, I mean. He's going to be shooting at the Lemon Hill Playground, 33rd and Gerard. Hit him up, 267-265-1910. He'll give you more details. He'll tell you about what you need to do if you still want to be a part of the movie. I think he has a couple slots still available for, like, some freestyle battling in there, or if you want to just come through and the club scenery that he's having for everybody. He needs as many people as he can to do that. So hopefully EQ will hit us up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and leave his info there. That'll be a very good look as well, EQ. So make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio, if y'all want to, you know, if y'all haven't already, okay? So definitely do that and check me out on Wednesdays, Batcave 2.0, 215-895-5917. And if y'all want to send some mail over to me on the Batcave show, Batcave 2POINTO at, no, I'm giving y'all the wrong information. Batcave 2.0 at gmail.com. All right, so make sure y'all hit that up and send some music over. And shout out to Lux, she'll be in Philly Wednesday showing us some love on the show. So definitely appreciate that. Lux been on Air It Out Radio, like, I think the first episode, and it was crazy. It was nothing but females on here, nothing but females. It was crazy. That was, like, my very, very first show. Eventually, I'm going to have that back on again just to, you know, see what it do, because I know I done collaborated with a lot of females, and a lot of females then came through the show. So make sure y'all, whenever y'all get a chance, if y'all in the area, y'all can come through, check me out on Sansom Street in Philadelphia, 710 Sansom Street. That's the headquarters of Air It Out, and I will be having another Air It Out meet and greet probably like maybe every other month, just so everybody can come down. I did like a little local thing with just Philly, and then I'll just branch out for the people that's in New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey, that's my home state. People that's in Jersey, and you know, people that's wherever else that want to come down. It's going to get bigger and bigger. The food's going to get better, and more people are going to, you know, come through, because they definitely appreciated the whole venue. So that's definitely a good look, and I'm excited about the next one. So hit the lines up, see what's going on. 5327, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
You. What's going on, Fire?
Ain't shit. What's going on with you?
What's up, Air It Out? I just came from the movies and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What you gonna say?
Online for a little while. I saw Captain America.
Was it good?
It actually was alright. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had the 3D glasses on and shit, so to me, anything that I go to see 3D glasses with,
you know,
cool,
what?
Man.
I definitely would love to see with the glasses on. You and
yeah,
me.
Man.
Okay. Alright.
So, I'm just glad to be on here. Shout out to everybody that came through the meet and greet.
Yep.
And EQ as well, because I got a little partner that you're on too.
Yeah. Are you getting killed too?
I actually might be doing a killing. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I will...
fight you the you the hitman. Yeah. You the hitman. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck somebody up.
You want to fuck somebody?
Yeah, and I ain't gonna hold my burner sideways. I don't do that. I got good accuracy.
I know.
Anyway, that's it. That's here and there.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. So the topic is tonight, why do you think record labels are not signing artists?
You know what? I actually don't know the reason. I feel like, you know, they want us to be very, very hungry, and they want us to branch out and show what we can do creatively. That's why nowadays it is more harder for us indie artists to get signed. They, you know what I mean? You got to do more than just be a rapper and spit lyrics, and they want to see what you're capable of. I come from that point of view, and then it's just another where it is, the budget is tight. You know what I'm saying? That's why motherfuckers be doing, you know, the independent thing. Because the budget is tight and they trying to profit everything, and then you wind up being a bottom boy getting fucked over, or you just get a minimum of paper when you the one that's showing and displaying your talent and doing everything. That's why it's best. I commend, who is that? Buck Smooth. I commend Buck Smooth because Buck Smooth knows exactly what you're talking about. Like, you got to go for the shows and shit. You know, you do the paid shows. That's your bread right there. That's under the table, tax-free. Niggas can't touch that. The more shows you do, the more you venture out, the more you network, and you bring in that money, then you could pop whatever you want to pop, because what you deserve, you earn. What you earn, you deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I really don't know why the labels don't reach out to the artists as much as they used to, but I just think it's a budget thing.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
Not everybody's getting fucked over nowadays. Niggas is reading, and they know what it's about, and they can't just jip any and everybody. You know what I mean?
Right. And niggas is also getting arrested and locked up, too, in the process. Like, you know, having all these damn deals, too.
See, that's common. That's a given to me. You know what I mean?
That's one of the reasons why they're going broke, because they put all this money into it and now they can't do nothing with it.
We walk in investments and shit, and it's like if we fuck their bread up, they want it back. And I can respect that, too. But at the same time, it's like a 50-50 thing, because if you think about it, even if some niggas is hot and the hottest nigga could be the most dick-headed nigga in the world that just don't know how to do right, but he spit hot shit. And it's like if they taking a chance by investing this money into this dickhead, but they knew he was a dickhead from the get-go. It's just the fact that it's always that possibility and that greed that talks to them and says, oh, well, this young man or this young chick could bring in this amount of money. And, well, let's take this chance, because even though he's such and such, or even though she's such and such, it's still a profit. And at the end of the day, everybody want and need money, man.
Right. Yeah. Well, okay. That's definitely some issue, and that topic can go on and on for days.
Yeah, it can.
But I'm glad you caught
that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you came through the meet and greet and whatnot and met a couple people. So that's a good look. And
yeah, man. I appreciate that, too. I got to meet up with, you know, a couple of Herod artists and shit like that. They get to see how a nigga is. Cause, you know, over the phone, you never know how a person's personality is till you meet them up in person and you see what they about and shit. I know I wasn't on my, I didn't feel too well.
Yeah,
I was trying to hold it together when I was doing shit. When I got there, I started drinking water. I'm getting dehydrated. I'm feeling sick. I'm like, I know I'm
doing
not
too much.
This
You're doing too much.
Yeah, man. It's all good, though. It's in the past now. We talking about the present, so.
So what shows you got coming up and stuff?
You're joining the set. I know you said you just waiting for the flyers. I hope the boy get that together and shit so I could really go in on that. I'll be doing an Exposure Nation joint next month in September. It's $10 a ticket, but you can watch it free on www.exposurenation.com. The host of that is El Poeta, which is a poet, and he putting everybody on. So that way they could do like two pieces. I think they got like seven minutes a piece or whatever, and they get to go in and display their talent, and that'll be broadcasted worldwide or whatever. I still do the Rendezvous thing, which is that bar that's up northeast. 6328 Rise of the Sun ad that's also hosted by him. My spoken word team, On Point Inc. Shout out to Lindo, Boo Love, and Steve Mega, 2G's and shit. We trying to go out of state, out of city, or whatever to perform, cause you know it's fucked up, but you get more love outside of your city and state than you do within your own city and state sometimes. And plus, we just want to, you know, you need a change of view and shit. You can't always go to the same venues or see the same people. I want to see different faces, meet new motherfuckers, and, you know what I mean, gain fans and whatever else. So we trying to do that. I'll keep people posted on that because I'll be out and about. The mixtape was definitely supposed to come out. And I ain't going to say I'm too upset because the photographer got some personal issues going on and shit. So, you know, I'm trying to be patient, but I'm more anxious than anything because I done made people wait and got my hopes up and shit. So I'm definitely real anxious about this black, it's called Blackout Feed the Flames. As soon as I get my cover out, then I'll get the CD out or whatever. Definitely hear some new material. And, you know, as far as the rest of the shows go, it's up in the air. I don't want to put them out there, but that Aspen show shit that I was doing, where it was that Club Fluid, I wouldn't recommend that shit to nobody, cause that's real talk.
Right.
I really would not recommend Aspen to no fucking body, and no. I had my reasons. So for people that want to find out the reasons, I will tell you. I ain't gonna put them on blast. On air it out.
Oh, yeah, right. On air it out.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah, don't do it. Info. You good or you done? You want
to? Yeah, yeah. I was just about to do that. Great minds think alike. So it's my www.itsmyurl.com/blackcancer CANCER. That's my Facebook, my Twitter, my Reverbs, my SoundClick, SoundCloud, whatever. You know what I mean? You can find me on the streets and still get a demo or something like that. That's what I do. We all need to get our music heard, so whatever way possible, I try to make sure people really get to hear me, whether it's old material or new. Shit, I'll spit something for you. I won't throw up afterwards, so you'll be good. And shout out to everybody once again that came through and showed a nigga love as well as I showed everybody else love, because that was a real good look. And definitely shout outs to you. And Honest Fire, because I missed her. I think it was a little birthday thing or a bring your block, get together, some shit like that. I meant to come to that joint. So shout outs to Honest Fire and her whole joint and JT from Ground Hard Radio, because I need to call up to that joint tomorrow. We could get into In Check, Conquer, Killing Rappers. I don't give a damn.
I got In Check right here, man. I'm going to play by it. But go ahead and introduce it.
What's this, John?
My fault.
In Check. All right. Tonight I got on Nikes, high tops, white, black checks. Dig it, it's In Check. Your boy Black Cancer. Yeah.
Many eyes watch the guy when I step into the spot. You will never end his life
until
the second he denies.
In check, in check, in check, in check.
Yeah, bitch, keep it kicked, so get that, get that. So many eyes watch the guy when I step into the spot. You will never end his life until the second he denies.
In check, in check, in check.
Yeah, bitch, keep it kicked, so get that, get that. Laugh now, cry later till you violate. Cause we rotten beats, sheep, and you violate them. Niggas sweet as nine ladies, why you frown haters at the threat team? Cause we nasty like a child rapist. Getting classy, we define paper. Teach you niggas about the bars, bottles, hard to get your mind scraper. Hot as hell, like we signed with Satan. And still got by our side, like we rock with Jada. Don't drink holy water.
Every feel I shine a hit. Rise from underground like the tigger in his mama's basement. You live behind bars, you in the county waiting to get out of jail. You frown like Monopoly paper. Stop the hatred, that's why you lack conversation. See a bitch can't crack cause your mind is racing. See a nigga hand down, but it's probably faking. A whole fucking anthrax, but your body faking.
Eyes watch the guy when I step into the spot. You were never in his life, but just respect and keep it nice.
In check, in check, in check, in check. Yeah, bitch, keep the kick, so get dick, get dick.
So many eyes watch the guy when I step into the spot. You were never in his life, but just respect and keep it nice.
In check, in check, in check. In check, yeah, bitch, keep it kicked, so get this, get this. I'm hardly breaking, keep it together from top to my feet in the peril. I can't sleep on the feral, that's a must, keep it decent and mellow. No car, but I know it's hard, niggas be jello. Mouth your refrigerator, hater won't help heal your bone structure. Pity those trailer than a breastfeeder. Niggas less diva, they don't hold they weight, they break me sweat leaking. Barely holding case, complain excessively. They stare in his face, can't wait the next team. If dollars were ways, I would be jet skiing for next season. Time said if my check be it. Let dream it, pleasurable with next beam. Down on my top rock, my breath feel it. I have feeling. Gotta win when I'm dying. A wild eye in the ground. Half eagle and lion combined. Five vehicles flying the aisles on the E-way. Challenging the challenge to drive. Keep it flying the miles. Frequent. Trying to wild papaya style. You sweet bitch. I am the god supplying the aisles. A freak chick. Follow me now. I'm stopping you guys. No heat spit. Just aim for perfection. My aim is aggressive until I'm on the
E-pitch. This is how I gotta be. Fuck the lean back. I'm trying to bundle these stacks like blue stacks. Hit the lottery.
Check, in check, in check, in check. How the lifestyle you to be in tech, in tech.
This is how I gotta be. Fuck the lean back. I'm trying to bundle these stacks like blue stacks. Hit the lottery.
Check, in check, in check, in check. How the lifestyle you to be in tech.
So many eyes watch the guy when I'm stepping to the spot. You were never in his life, but just respect and keep it nice.
In check, in check, in check, in check. Yeah, bitch, keep it kicked, so get dead, get dead.
So many eyes watch the guy when I'm stepping to the spot. You were never in his life, but just respect and keep it nice.
In check, in check, in check, in check. Yeah, bitch, keep it kicked, so get dead, get dead.
Is Little Flame, and you're listening to That Chick Fire.
With that, like with the Dizzy Gillespie shirt and that shit.
Oh, them Jones.
Actually, I'm gonna play this one right here. Get money.
Batcave Studios.
That's right, it's kinda hard being a motherfucking pimp. Hey, bitch, tell him again.
Batcave Studios.
Hey, that's right, Nine. It's your boy, Ruggy, 100 points.
I don't do that.
Batcave Studios.
See, this is bullshit on fucking blog. Anyway, all right. Make sure y'all hit me up Wednesday on that key. And I got a new thing. Okay, here we go.
I'm just getting this change. I'm just doing my thing. We just blowing the rain. It's just me and my gang. I'm just I'm just sick with the flows. I'm just getting that hoes. My list just upgraded. My chicks licking their hoes. They just standing in line. We not waiting in those. They just paying for tickets. We just order the rolls. They just shopping in malls. We just order the clothes. They just nickels and dimes. We just quarters and nose. You just riding with frauds. I'm just rolling with clappers. I'm just a born legend. You just another rapper. We just are not the same. I'm just too far from ordinary. Plus the shit I be spitting is extraordinary. All my money red, something like a Bloody Mary. Cause I be getting it by any means necessary. I'm just a man with a plan of robbing the game blind. And they just stacking my flows, robbing the man blind. And she just wanna be down cause she heard him sign. Get off my dick and let the man shine. I'm just getting this thing. I'm just doing my thing. We just blowing the rain. It's just me and my gang. I'm just fly. I'm just fly. I'm just getting this change. I'm just doing my thing. We just blowing the rain. It's just me and my gang. I'm just fly. I'm just fly.
Air it out. Aired Out Radio and Such Fire. You know how blog be doing, you know. It's cool. I'm so fucking used to it by now. Anyway, we're going to try to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what happens. 7915, Aired Out Radio. What's good?
Damn, though. Yeah, blog don't like me.
There we go. Yeah, blog don't like you.
Blog don't like me. They kill. They go out dead. Like, they don't like me.
Don't like you. So tell everybody who we on the line with.
We're on the line with Nonfiction. Ironically, my first mixtape was called They Don't Like Me. That's when I was with the government. Now I'm with Blood Money and Pure Punishment. And for some reason, blog don't like me. I don't know why.
You act like you be on a lot of blogs and they just, you know, kick you off or something.
Yeah, they just kicked me off.
Just now, baby. Anyway. Well, I got to ask you the topic because, you know, we're running low with some time, but why do you think that the record labels are not signing people?
Man, one word, recession. That's it.
Okay.
If we wasn't in a recession, they could afford to just fly A&Rs out at random to check out different acts and sign people and shelf them until they come up with a hit single. But now, like, giving advance money to somebody in this economy and not knowing what they're going to do with it, you can't take that risk. That's why there's so many independents out here.
Right.
So I think it's just straight up money, for real, for real.
I know, that's right. All right, so what y'all got coming up, Blood Money, you?
Myself, Nonfiction. I got a movie coming. It's going to be somewhat autobiographical. I'm working on that. I can't really disclose the details on that. But as far as the shows, you can check us out this Wednesday at Cool's down at Broad and Poplar. We're going to set that joint down with Explosion Nation. And then August the 12th, we out there with Maybach Music opening up for Rick Ross' new artist, Gunplay. That's going to be in D.C. at the Island Cafe. So I don't know if we got any Air It Outers out in D.C., but if anybody out there, I'm saying, check it out. If not, we're going to have it up on YouTube. And, of course, September the 10th, make sure y'all come out to the Styles P show. It's also going to be my birthday bash. We're going to have a special performance. We're going to have a Pure P bike in there, you know, for people to take photos. After party at Tarde Noche. We got a stretch range out there. We're doing it real big. So make sure y'all there September the 10th.
Okay. Sounds exciting. Sounds exciting. Where can they reach you?
You going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Hey, you going to be there?
My artist is performing, so, you know, I'm going to be there.
Oh, wow, you better be there.
I'm going to be there. Definitely going to be there.
All right, and that's the Zaccone Billiards, by the way. I ain't mentioned the location. But I think they're going to know by then. You know, Zaccone Billiards is up in the Northeast.
If we get a flyer about it.
Yeah, well, actually, I just came from a photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? I just took some shots with the Toy Box Dolls. Shout out Toy Box Dolls. You know, they got a nice modeling team that come out to our events with the blood money on, you know, supporting the label. So I took some shots. And the club flyer is going to be put together by LJ from Slay Magazine. They should have that up by the weekend at the latest, you know, so everybody can get all the information for the show.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, give them your info where they can reach you.
You can reach me at 267. Hit me on itsmyurls.com /nonfictionmusic. Or you could go to Facebook, Nonfiction, 100 Bars a Day. Or you can just join the Whip It to the Oils group, Whip It, the number 2, the Oils. And you can catch everybody that's on Blood Money and Till Punishment in there, posting every day. People cussing us out about getting thousands of notifications because our group is so popping. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in there, you know what I'm saying, and promote, it's a good opportunity to reach out to a lot of fans.
All right. So, what we getting into tonight?
You got that Getting Money?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, well, my single with Scorp the Boy and Master, you know, Getting Money, because that's what we out here doing, whipping it to the oils, getting money.
Batcave Studios.
That's right, it's kind of hard being a motherfucking pimp. Hey, bitch, tell him again.
Batcave Studios.
Hey, that's right, Nine. It's your boy, Ruggy, 100.3 The Beat. Batcave Radio, nigga. You Philly bred, but you worldwide, nigga. Let's get into it. Woo!
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. You looking for me, I be getting money. 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 If you ain't somewhere where there's money, don't look for me. I'm in the kitchen spitting fire, come and cook for me. I love it when she throw it up and get that look to me. Now throw it back like it was something that you took from me. She stole it when on the rider. I hold it when up inside her. Control it. She tell me where to aim. Look, I ain't straight, but I bet all the neighbors know my name. And if you didn't know, it's fucking NL. I bet you didn't know. She fucking NL. Look, you can hate, but ain't nobody out of NL. If you don't like it, I guess you could suck an NL. Yes, I'm better than the rest. I'm over number one. I'm better than the best. I ain't stopping till I stack my money to my chest. Try me and you'll get a black Beretta to your chest. Oh, yes. You looking for me? I be getting money. 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 Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this.
I do what I gotta do and I do it, I do it well. Never leaving the trace, I ain't never going to jail. Help with the dirty work, then y'all niggas go run and tell. So you can go get your crew and all you can just go to hell. See me, I'm history in the making.
Right.
Oven hot, them pies constantly baking.
Right.
Lost track of all this money I'm making. To count it up, I need a couple vacations. You looking for me, you can find me where they getting money. Or where they throw it, you can find me where they spending money. I'm not you half, but you can find me chilling with somebody. To get your chick, she on my dick, that's where she with it, money. Now who I'm rapping, huh? Blood money. Pure punishment, putting on for me. And my squad go hard for a dead press. Drop sex, gang green, Mark Sanchez.
You looking for me, I be getting money. 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 Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this.
I be getting money, probably was a little buddy. Counting money, eating shroom on a doom buggy. Lower Dutchie out the window, the fumes husky. With blood money, I ba-boom, your maroon snuggy. You be too funny, I be cracking up. Crack you over, then
my Dutch. Put it that dumb. Hitch, I'll tell you half a cut, half a hit, half the price, half the man, I'm Aphrodite. Off the line, high satellite, the grass I like. Was created in laboratories with nanomites. Tetra, hydra, cannibal, no. That's THC for you amateur balls. Blessed for breakfast, mandarin orange. Crack stacks like eggs, what you scrambling for? Blood money, the poor, you almost hands on the door. Under realtor, ask how much your mansion is for.
You looking for me, I be getting money. 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 Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this. Somebody gotta help me count this.
Aired Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. I'm going to get into my last caller and see what's going on with him. Make sure y'all check out the website, Aired Out Radio. We on Mondays 10 to 1, and hit me up, like I said, every Monday, 10 to 1. Batcave, Wednesdays, 10 to 12, on 91.7 WKDU. And I'll post everything on Facebook and Twitter. Hit me up, Aired Out Radio, and I'm going to get to the last caller, and we're going to head up out of here. 8152, Aired Out Radio, what's good?
What up?
What up? Tell them where you at. Tell them who you are.
What's good, Fire? It's your boy, Malati Soul, coming from Philadelphia.
All right.
T.Y., I want to give him a shout-out. T.Y., I don't know you're going to call. What's up, Miss Fire? You got T.Y. on the line, too. How you doing, baby?
How you doing, babe? How are you?
Very good.
That's what's up.
Well, basically, Malati Soul, we come from Philadelphia, you know. Bringing R&B back. Philly has been a rap scene, being as though Meek Mill's putting Philly back on the mat. But we definitely want to bring R&B back with our style, futuristic sounds. We got a little situation, Future Entertainment. Consists of a bunch of us, but right now, up front, foremost, is Malati Soul. That's right, we always up the bat first.
We did the one, two, step, one, two, one, two.